much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You want some free stuff from the radio station?
Yeah, sure.
How about a pair of underwear that says, speak into the mic?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Nobody says, call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive-aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive-aggressive personality disorder. And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
What?
I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent. I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
And now...
Welcome, 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 welcome. You are all jerks.
Our feature presentation.
Oops, I didn't have my mic on.
I missed that guy.
Good start. Good start.
Dimitri.
Yeah.
Dimitri
was the best.
I miss him so much.
At least as far as I know, he's still single, so you still have a shot at him if
that
you want
is,
to do it for that.
That is shocking.
He may be single forever.
He's
actually
the only man, as far as I know, in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Let the romance begin.
Good-looking guy, makes a lot of money, great in bed. I mean, what else could you want?
I know.
Charming personality.
This is your last warning. I'm calling you. This is the last time, though. You don't call me back,
right.
You lose me forever.
That's right. Oh, I love that guy. Hey, party people, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. What are we up to now? The 27th?
7th.
That's correct.
7th of January. I'm sad that I'm the only one in the room right now because Ralph is out preparing his showbiz beat. I'm sad that I'm the only one in the room who is watching American Idol this season.
That is absolutely
Wait,
true.
I thought you weren't.
Well, hear my whole thing.
Don't change on me now.
I know. Here.
Come on.
If Ralph were here, he would back me up.
It doesn't
this
matter.
This season has been so wildly entertaining for reasons that I would not have expected. They really, really, really did change up the show. And look, I get all the criticism of American Idol, particularly in the last few seasons. It has been boring. And there have been bad contestants. But they really, you know, they obviously had a lot of meetings and they had a lot of discussions. And they said, look, we lost Simon. He's the big draw. What are we going to do? We really got to mix this up. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
And the on paper, Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler looks like, let's hire celebrities so that we can get people to watch our show. And that's exactly what I was expecting when I started watching. But week after week, they blow me away with how funny they are, how personable they are, how invested they get, how genuinely interested they seem to be. Am I wrong about that, Ralph? Is it really translating through the TV?
They are the best judges American Idol's ever had.
Really?
By
yes,
far.
By far.
Yeah.
You guys are on again?
I've been on since the beginning.
But Bean, you just got off.
My intention was to
That's
get off.
That's rather personal to bring up on the air, by the way.
My intention was to watch the first one just to see it and then hate it and then move on with my life and get
right.
those 2 nights a week back. But I was so captivated by how entertaining the judges are.
Oh.
And it's not just that. I don't know how they've done it, Ralph. Maybe you can explain them better than I can. But they have figured out a way to make the contestants more interesting, more different types of contestants, and really kind of get you invested in them early in the process.
Well, I think they're benefiting from a really good crop of contestants this year. Last year, the show suffered because you didn't care about anybody through the entire process.
Right.
I'm already interested in some of the talent they've shown off so far. Really
yeah,
talented
definitely.
People.
Are they doing more of the behind the scenes? Is that why?
Not so
Following
much.
Them
about
or?
The same. About the same amount. I mean, they do the little vignettes where they sort of show the person's home life and what their situation is, and then they show their audition. I think maybe there's less bad singers
yes.
this year than there usually
That's
are.
That's the only part I like.
It used to be the same for me at this stage.
I think last night, and tell me if I'm wrong again, Ralph, it was a two-hour show. I bet there was less than 3 minutes of bad singers last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's BS.
Although they did have one of those rocking montages where people keep knocking the camera out of their face because they're bawling.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's always entertaining.
I like that.
And one mother told her daughter, shut up, when she was crying
All right.
in the audition. That was pretty funny.
All right.
Yeah.
And much as Ralph fell deeply in love with Catherine McPhee all those seasons ago, I have decided that I'm either going to stalk or marry or kidnap Molly Swenson, who is the 22-year-old blonde last night who's about 5'11". She lives in Seattle, by the way.
Yeah.
What
well, then
done,
it's a done deal.
What's she done so far? Oh, I don't know. Already graduated from Harvard, and she's an intern at the White House.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she sings great.
Yeah, and she sings great.
But
she's
really,
tall and she's pretty.
Major nose job. Nose job. She needs
she
a
does.
Serious
she can probably use some, yeah, use some help.
She can be about 4 inches off her nose. She can
but anyway.
So, Bean, you're on the list behind Barack Obama, just so you know.
Good luck. She did say, I love this president. Yeah. I was like, oh, giggity.
Yeah.
Not in the Monica Lewinsky way, she said.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But talk about love. I couldn't love Jennifer Lopez any more than I do now.
I know.
She
I
is
know.
So adorable and cute and funny and sweet and gorgeous.
Oh,
she's
what's
remarkable.
Happening?
She is.
Well, this
and
is
think,
what's happening. This is bad.
And I think the other thing is, and I mentioned this briefly in passing, is that they seem, she and Steven Tyler, who are stars, seem so genuinely happy to be there. They're having a great time, the camaraderie, the laughs. They're having such a great time with Randy. I mean, it looks like they've been doing this show together for years. That's what's remarkable to me.
Hmm.
Good times, Kevin. Still time to get on.
Still time to get on board, dude.
You're really thinking Kevin in any
this,
way.
This gonna... is the season. Yes, this
yeah.
is the
Look,
season we
yeah,
get Kevin.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Pull him over.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, and neither of you have addressed this. Do they still, all of them, sing songs I don't like?
Oh, Kevin.
Does that happen?
Well, you have an awfully narrow musical
Does it happen?
True. Yeah, they
Unless
no
everyone
question.
Sang Rage songs all the time, you would be hard-pressed to find music you would like. Yes.
How dare you.
I mean, they do sing a wide variety of music, but you're right. A lot of those original songs you wouldn't listen to, but that's not what it's about. You're not judging on the original song they're singing. You're judging on what they bring to it and how good they
so
are.
So the original song, which I don't like and wouldn't listen to, is being done by somebody that's worse than the original.
Well, I can't argue with that.
That's my problem.
That's an excellent point.
So it's...
I just...
I was so happy. And the ratings were like Super Bowl every week, and everybody talked about it, and I was the only one, like I just was on my own little island. And now, and then finally Bean got off board, and I was like, yes, now I'm not going to have to hear about it all day, every day. This is great.
Good show.
I lose.
Coming back.
Really good show.
I'm
just trying to help you out here, man. Just trying to...
Well, Kevin, you'll be happy to know they're doing away with genre week. You know, when they come out and say, okay, tonight is Broadway week. Everybody's going to sing that. Or everybody's going to sing Sinatra songs. They're doing away with all that. They're going to let these people just be who they are for the remainder of the competition, which I think will be a benefit. You won't see country singers forced into singing Billy Joel
good.
Songs or something. You know?
Right.
But will the country singers then sing country songs?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
You know, I hate country music, but I can appreciate somebody's talent even if they're singing country music. My knock on country usually is that these people aren't that talented and they're singing crappy songs.
Oh.
But there's some people who've got chops.
I hate
like
being
you
the
probably,
odd man out.
You probably rooted for Carrie Underwood, even though that's not your genre, because you could see how good she was.
Yeah,
right,
I could see
Ralph?
She was a talented person.
She was hot.
And she was hot, yeah. But there was a guy last night. He was 16 years old or something with this amazing deep voice. He was a country singer. And he's really got talent. Kevin?
We're just saying.
Hello?
All right, we've
Hello?
Lost it. That's it.
I'm here. I'm just, oh.
Okay. Well,
maybe I should just try it.
Yeah! Tonight's a good night to try. They're in Nashville, though. I don't know if that's the best to do it with, but
maybe not.
But it is only a 1 hour episode. At least tune in and see Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, just see Jennifer Lopez.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I know.
She's ridiculous, and she's so adorable and funny and smart. I mean, I've always known she was hot. I've never really watched a lot of her films. She doesn't make my kind of movies.
Right.
But personally, she's just charming.
It is funny that she's the exact opposite of the public impression we've all had about Jennifer Lopez for years, which is just kind of cold and distant and diva-esque. And she's none of those things
nope.
on the show.
Nope. Nope.
All right.
Woo! Kevin's on! Woo!
I'm not on. I'll try it. But it is Nashville week. That's not a good sign.
I don't know if Nashville might be the show for you.
That doesn't mean that everybody's going to be singing country music.
Yes, it does.
There will be some.
All right.
Well, you know, Kings of Leon came out of the Nashville area.
See?
I mean, there are other kinds of music out of that area. So,
all right.
Just because those guys are self-centered assholes who won't let Glee sing their songs, you know?
That's right.
Doesn't mean they're bad guys.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
Your story is a beautiful story. From my point
yet.
Of view,
I'm saying
it's
yet.
A beautiful story. I love your story.
There's no story yet. We haven't really mentioned anything yet. We're going to try and get Dr. Drew off his deathbed. The bed that eats. We're going to give it our best shot.
Okay.
Would we let him sleep? No. Why? Self-centered assholes.
Yeah.
That's why. Social D will be in the studio. How about that?
Yeah.
They're going to be here. They're going to interview, play some live music. Very excited about that.
Acoustically, too, by the way. And I don't know that I've ever heard Social D play acoustic before, so I'm excited about that.
Comedian Jim Jefferies back on the program.
He's great.
Funny.
Always funny.
We have Scotty Lego from the Winter X Games. He's a snowboarder.
Mm-hmm.
We have everybody, somebody on each day this week as they start, what, today? Today's Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Winter X Games start today. Kevin and Bean Ruined Your Life. We're going to continue that series by talking to a listener who took our advice and is very angry. Never wants to take our advice again as long as she lives.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Thought she was doing the right thing. Loyal Kevin to be listed. Now regrets it. May never listen to the show again.
Yeah. Jersey Shore coming to Italy. They're very excited about that there.
I'm sure.
And why are people snorting salt? So that's all this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 551.
Hey, party people, thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Ralph joins us in studio with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on today, dude?
It's the Baby Brigade.
Baby Brigade.
Celebrities just popping them out like puppies in a puppy mill. Just babies everywhere you look. Babies in the streets, park benches, babies everywhere.
Should we stop it? Is there something we can do?
Yes. Tell them to close their damn legs once in a while. Celebrity whores.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Is what we mean.
To the former champ, Mike Tyson.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm glad he's having another kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, lovely wife, Lakia Spicer Tyson, delivered a baby boy this week in Henderson, Nevada. Ah, oh, beautiful Henderson.
So nice.
Yeah. The boy's name is Morocco.
Really?
Morocco Tyson.
Awesome.
Wow.
Joins the couple's two-year-old daughter, Milan in Morocco.
Does he have a map?
He has a map and some darts. That's how he names his kids now.
How many does he have? Do you know?
400
That's
children,
crazy.
Oddly enough.
Isn't this like, I don't know. To me, it seems like it's got to be 6 or 7 at least, right?
From like 3 women at least.
At least.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, remember, he lost one, tragically, a few years ago. That was very sad. But he's back, man. He's repopulating, I'll tell you that.
So Milan has a baby brother, Morocco.
Wow.
Congratulations to Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem.
Oh, that's got to be a good-looking baby.
Yeah, they also had a boy over the weekend. Us Weekly Magazine says everybody's doing great. This is the couple, by the way, he had married in secret in Puerto Rico last July, so we're lucky to even know about their child. They're very private people.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now, Penelope had somebody else carry the child, I hope.
No, I believe she did it her own self.
Oh, yes. Criminal.
Because I remember the stories from the set of the new Pirates of the Caribbean film. She was pregnant towards the end of shooting, and she was starting to really show, and so they had to bring in her smoking hot sister to be her double in a bunch of scenes that were shot from a distance.
That's too much heat in one family.
Yes. It's a good-looking brood, the Cruises. Speaking of babies, Natalie Portman has worked so hard over the years to earn a coveted nomination for the Oscars. But now she may not be well enough to attend the big night because she is severely pregnant and going through a rough time. Having a lot of nausea, a lot of vertigo, a lot of dizziness.
You don't really want to throw up on the Oscars.
Wouldn't it be great during her acceptance speech?
It would be great.
The greatest Oscar moment ever.
It would be great.
Yep.
I just want to say thank you. All over Bill Conti and the Oscar orchestra. That'd be awesome. Her doctors have, ordered her for strict bed rest. But as you can understand, she's not taking the advice and she's already trying to work out what to wear on the red carpet. I'm suggesting tarp.
Yeah, good.
Moo-moo. Something flowing. We'll have to see if she makes it to the show or not. Speaking of being a mom, everyone's just talking about what a fun mom Britney Spears is.
I'll bet.
She's fun. There's photos in the British tabloids this week about her taking out her 4-year-old boy, Jaden, shopping. And everyone thinks it's so fun that Britney lets her son wear his Spider-Man costume out and about, even though it's nowhere near Halloween.
Hmm.
Don't they realize that's the only clean clothes she has for that kid?
That's probably
what happened. It wasn't by choice. What do we have that isn't caked in feces?
Oh, God.
Let me see. Oh, wait a minute. His Halloween costume. Pull that out of the box. That's clean, right?
But, Mommy, it's not Halloween.
Wear it, Jaden. Get me some of them smoking hot Cheetos.
Oh, leave Brittany alone.
I can't. She's just too easy. We were talking about Steven Tyler being the new judge on American Idol.
How hot he is. Oh, wait, that was
J-Lo we were talking about. Yeah, Steven Tyler's got a big fan over there on American Idol. His daughter, Liv Tyler.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good fan to have.
Yeah.
She said she had a pajama party at her house to celebrate the season premiere with all of her girlfriends.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's then, how I like to picture it.
Then they got Pitchy Dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but sounds sexy.
She says her dad's done a good job, and his judging skills, this is the only quote I have an issue with in the interview, his judging skills gave me goosebumps for hours. All right, easy.
Wow.
All he's doing is saying you're going to Hollywood. That's all he does. I mean, he's good at it, but let's not get crazy. The goosebumps.
For hours.
Is John Mayer losing his touch with the ladies?
He's really had them all already, hasn't he?
Yes, but has he had them all because he's John Mayer?
Yes.
And he's rich?
Yes.
And he's got best-selling records and that sort of thing?
Of course.
I think it must be. Because if you listen to Us Weekly Magazine, you will hear whether he's got game or not. And I would have to say, judging from this, no. He was flying.
That's surprising. I would think he would have game, too.
He was flying cross-country, and he was hitting on a flight attendant on the flight. Us Weekly talked to her, and she said he stopped me and told me I had dewy skin.
Dewy?
And then asked if I thought he was a good catch. Wow, your skin is it's really dewy. Hey, tell me, do you think I'm a good catch? Here's your peanuts. Shut up.
That's not game.
That's not game at all. It's horrible.
Tell me about me.
That's some of the worst lines I've ever heard.
I'm hot, right?
That's how I know he's just getting play because he's John Mayer.
But you'd think he has some game.
Apparently. Not judging from that.
Just, you know, his confidence boosted by the fact that he is a star and he's rich and blah, blah, blah.
Apparently not. Huh. Hey, do you think I'm a good catch?
What a terrible line.
Hey, your leg's tired? Because you've been running through my mind all during this flight.
I don't want to betray the confidence of a Kevin Amin guest that we had on not long ago, popular Hollywood personality, but she said that John Mayer came on to her, and she was horrified by him. Remember, Kevin? She said that he was just a drip, and that she had no interest in him at all, and he just was annoying and wouldn't go away, and blah, 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 blah. So maybe you're right, Rob.
Didn't have a game with her, yeah.
Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
Can't say. Promise we wouldn't say.
It's Kathy Griffin.
Olivia Munn? That who it was?
Couldn't say. Promise we wouldn't say.
It was Olivia Munn.
Was it?
Yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Both of them. He wanted a three-way.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, does have game, Jake Gyllenhaal. Us Weekly Magazine reports that after the Golden Globes, at one party, he was seen hitting on and flirting with Michelle Williams, his Brokeback Mountain co-star, Maria Menounos.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Dude, and Mila Kunis.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He wins.
That's the ticket right there.
He could probably get them all.
Probably had them all.
At the same time.
Next.
While drinking a bottle of champagne with the other hand. Yeah. Jake does all right.
Wow.
And Kevin, you'll be happy to know that the first person ever has graduated with a master's degree in the Beatles.
What?
So see, Kevin, you can go study the Beatles
what's
now.
That
I know
about?
How much you love the Beatles.
What?
And you can...
what do you do with a master's in Beatles? Honestly, no, what do you do with that?
I don't know. But Mary Lou Zahalan Kennedy, a music teacher in Ontario, Canada, has graduated with her master's degree in Beatles. And she liked to take it and turn it into a course to teach her own students Beatles in Ontario this fall. So there
lucky them.
They can study all the Beatles they want. Nothing wrong with the education system, right?
No.
As long as we're giving out degrees for Beatles.
That's good use of resources.
I'd like to get a BA in Batman. Can I do that, please? Can everyone just pick what they like and just get college degrees right. for it?
You probably could.
Can Bean study advanced Edmund Fitzgerald?
I'd like a degree in Rage Against the Machine.
I bet you
is that offered?
At least you can get applied Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just got
an instant message.
Yeah,
I'll get
check
that.
That out.
Hang on.
Oh, that is naughty. Oh, you can't do that legally, can you? That's craziness. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor James Cromwell.
I'm sorry, I should turn that sound off on my computer.
That'd be ridiculous.
I'm sorry,
Kevin.
I apologize for that.
James Cromwell is 71 years old today, very talented actor, probably best known for his role in Babe. He played the farmer in Babe. That was kind of his big breakthrough role, and he'd been an actor for, I don't know, 30 years before.
See that tall,
happened.
Skinny dude?
Very tall, skinny.
And he was on 6 Feet Under. Remember, he was dating the guy's mom. He was great on that, too.
He's always good. Actress Mimi Rogers, the former Mrs. Tom Cruise, is 55 years old today. Bridget Fonda celebrates her 47th birthday. She's a looker.
Now, how about a ruling on a bell for both of those actresses since it's early in the day here?
I haven't seen Mimi in a while. I don't know. I don't know how she's rocking the double nickels these days.
I think I'd go with Bridget.
Bridget, I think
Bridget
so,
Fonda,
too.
I think she's fine. Alan Cumming currently can be seen on The Good Wife. He's very good on that show. He's
Nobel.
46 years old today. Mike Patton from Faith No More is 43. Patton Oswalt, our old buddy P.O.
Yeah.
Celebrates his 42nd birthday
The
today.
Least reliable guest we've ever had.
But when he gets here...
Funny as hell.
Funny as hell. And Keith Olbermann, who will spend his birthday, I'm assuming, looking for work.
Sure.
MSNBC commentator is 52 years old today. Did you hear the rumor, by the way?
Mm-mm.
They're talking to Alec Baldwin.
About
doing a
him?
Commentary show on MSNBC to replace him.
Hmm.
He's always been very vocal and very political.
And says he wants to run for office. It'd be a good way to foray
really?
Into that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Actors can't be politicians.
That'd
be stupid.
Craziness.
Right. Ah, that's hot.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday on the program, we started a little bit to get into the conversation about how the hot new thing is snorting bath salts. We're going to revisit that topic in just a few minutes and talk to you about some of the stuff that you have snorted to get high. That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, I got no time for the Jersey Shore, Kevin. I know you love it, and you love it for the same reasons that I hate it.
Yes, exactly. They're terrible, terrible, awful, stupid, dumb, terrible, bad people.
But now, do you want them to represent all of America when they take the show and film it in Italy next season? Is that what you want? Do you want people in Italy to be looking at the Jersey Shore cast and going, oh, that's what America's like?
But I don't think they will. I think they'll go, those are four a-holes. Or five houses.
So. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to go, hey, let's extrapolate this out and say all Americans are like this. Because it would be impossible to believe.
So MTV has announced an upcoming season of Jersey Shore. The cast is hitting the road, this time going to Italy, so that we can get lots of comedy like this. Paulie telling MTV, I don't know what the gyms are like over there. I don't know what tanning's like. Now, when you think about both of those statements, you realize how dumb this kid is. You know what the gyms are like there? They have exercise equipment. You know what tanning is like? You get out in the sun.
Or tanning beds, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure both of those are the same as here.
It's the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Italy feels about it, but I know one guy who may not be pleased to have the Jersey Shore cast coming to his country. Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness, the Pope, Benedict XVI, on the phone. Vatican City, of course, right there in Italy. How are you, Your Holiness?
I'm good, thank you.
I almost called you Your Highness. That's why I had to back up a little bit.
No, that's not what you call me. No, I'm your Holy Father, Pontiff, or Popey Baby.
Popey Baby.
Yeah,
Popey Baby. Let's go with that one.
Okay.
I didn't know that was okay. Well, you heard us on hold, sir, talking about the Jersey Shore. Are you even familiar with this show at all in Italy?
My God, in Himmel, you can't avoid this show. It's everywhere. I have seen it in the big screen here at Vatican City.
On the big screen at Vatican City?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I live, you know.
Well, I know, but they play Jersey Shore there?
Once in a while, you know, while we're waiting for Skins.
That doesn't seem like the type of show you'd be watching.
Skins. You like Skins.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Isn't it a little bit too sexy time for you?
It's God gave us all the bodies. You
right.
It's a natural thing for a human body.
Right, but
okay.
Especially when it's teenage girl human bodies.
Oh, man.
Whoa, okay.
Let's get back to Jersey Shore.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
More comfortable there.
So the whole gang is coming to Italy to film a season there. Now, what's your thought on this? You're for it or against it?
I'm against it.
First, you're against it?
Yes.
Okay.
They are horrible people.
Correct.
And they don't do anything positive for the image of Italians.
Oh, no, not at all. That's just the opposite.
Of course, I am German.
Right.
So I don't really care about the Italians.
All right.
But I do care them about them coming to my country.
Uh-huh.
Because them with the GTL, GTL, GTL. We're not about GTL in the Catholic Church.
What are you about?
We're about TFD.
TFD.
TFD, yes. I'm afraid to ask.
Touch, fondle, and deny.
Oh,
see now.
That's how we roll.
And transfer.
You shouldn't be saying
time.
Come on
the
now.
Cabs are here.
Come on now.
Oh, no. I really love being in Seaside Heights, says Paulie D. I love being in Jersey. I love being at home, but I also love traveling. With this, I get to travel with my lifelong friends, and it's another memory we'll all have together. None of them have ever been to Italy before. I can't imagine what they're gonna run into that they don't know anything about.
Lifelong friends. Hadn't this show been on for like 3 years?
Correct.
Are they all 2 years old?
No.
Then they're not lifelong friends.
I don't think they know what those words mean.
I don't think they know what any words mean.
That's correct.
I'm going to have to get an exorcist to come in and get them out of the country.
Oh,
that... Because they're the work of Satan.
I agree, but...
Especially that Snooki.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks like a little demon. A little succubus that she comes does. From the bowels of hell.
That's true.
A little Oompa Loompa face coming out. with the spewing hatred and then making with the poopies.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I just can't get over that the Pope is talking about Snooki right now.
I hate Snooki.
Yeah, we all hate
her. I do like J-Wow, however.
You do like
J-Wow.
J-Wow! Well, is what I say.
She is a lot hotter.
Yes.
Good deal. All right, we're almost out of time, Your Holiness, but
oh,
what if...
Oh, that's a shame. God bless you, my son. I'll have someone say last rites for you. I have no idea.
Not that kind of out of time. I just mean on the interview.
What... I'm sorry, I just think death right away.
If the Jersey Shore cast wants to visit you in the Vatican, will you allow it, and will you see them?
They are welcome to come to the Vatican anytime I am not here.
Oh,
I
right.
see. Okay.
Yes. Although we do have something, some stuff left over from the Spanish Inquisition I'd like to show them.
Is that right?
Yes. We got a box I can put them in with spikes.
Right.
That make them tell the truth.
Right.
Or put them on a rack.
I like it.
Speaking of racks, that J-Well, I'm telling you.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. That really. It's ridiculous.
You're happy about that.
Boy, she's got nice cans.
She does. Okay.
Oh, right. I wish we could have sex.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Poopy Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, party people, that's the Dirty Heads here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hard to believe, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers are next, and My Chemical Romance in just a few minutes. All right, yesterday on the show, we started talking about a disturbing new trend. And Kevin, you asked a great question yesterday. Who's the first guy that said, I know, I'm going to snort bath salts?
There must be people out there who just have snorted everything.
I guess.
It's just the type of person who goes, I'm going to go through my house today, and everything I come on, I'm going to snort. And just see if anything works. But snorting bath salts is a problem.
Bath salts being used to get high. A new warning this morning.
Well, the very dangerous drug is known as Cloud9. It's sweeping through the streets of the country, and that includes right here in Missouri. It also has some other names, and I'm going to run through those to see if you recognize any of them. Those names are Ivory Wave, Ocean, Charge Plus, White Lightning, Scarface, Hurricane Charlie, Red Dove, and White Dove. Now, it's a powdery substance. It's being sold as salt, bath salt, fake insect repellent, and fake fertilizer. It usually sends the drug abusers to the emergency rooms after they snort or smoke them. They are hospitalized, complaining of paranoia, fighting, hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, physical effects such as hypertension and a rapid heartbeat. Most of these people are in the hospital for a couple of days. Some are even in the hospital for weeks.
There you go. Good times.
For weeks.
Okay.
My God.
I would like to point out, not that I'm accusing that newscaster of bias, but she's only describing the negative after effects of snorting this stuff.
I think there are only negative ones, Bean.
Everybody wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't working for some people, if some people weren't getting the hallucinations or were feeling good about it. They wouldn't keep doing it.
Apparently, these drugs are in bath salts, and so you snort them. And then, but then you start having some real... One guy cut his face up.
Yeah.
There have been several people killed themselves on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were having bad hallucinations or whatever and ended up killing themselves. So, I mean, it's really, let's be honest, though. Let's thin the herd. There's too many people.
Look, I'm not recommending
If you're that
it.
Dumb, I'm not either, but I'm saying the people that are that dumb, we're not going to miss.
We're not going to miss.
Let's be honest.
We wanted to talk about... Well, I'd love it if somebody who has snorted bath salts could call us. I'd love to know
But don't how that snort came. It just to call us.
Yeah, no, definitely. Don't all do right. it and then pick up the phone. But if you already have, please let us know what that was all about at 1-800-520-1067. And we're also going to expand it to include whatever you've snorted that, you know, you were desperate. You said, I got nothing else. It's toothpaste or nothing. I'm gonna snort it. We want to hear what you've tried to snort to get high. That's the topic on the table at 1-800-520-1067. Now, I know that snorting alcohol is not all that uncommon. There are people who do that because it gets into the deal is it gets into your bloodstream faster than drinking, right?
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to go through your stomach.
But like vodka, for example, when you drink it, it hits you really fast.
That takes way too long, dude.
Hey, it's the Mexicutioner joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, David, King of Mexico.
Turns Hello out it's there. Not the Mexicutioner because he heard from the Mexicutioner yesterday. We'll get into that later. Dave is a snorter. And,
well, yes. But it's so much faster when you snort the vodka. It's instant.
How often do you do that, Dave?
Oh, once every... You know, and I don't do it too often, but it's funny. It's a fun party trick. You know, it's like, hey, let's snort vodka. Boom. Right. You get hit right away.
Right. Does it hurt?
It burns a little bit.
Yeah.
And by a little bit, I mean a lot.
Like crazy. Yeah.
It burns a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Dave, you're not a drug addict or anything like that.
Sir,
You've always been pretty responsible with what you put in your body.
Yeah, I do it just to be funny, you know. And,
right,
and,
but my question is, has there been anything besides alcohol that you have ever snorted in an attempt to get a buzz?
Fun dip.
Fun dip?
Yeah.
Fun dip. Is that gum?
No, it's you know, it's the powdery sugar, like, and then you have that, candy
like
stick.
Like a pixie stick kind of thing?
Yeah. I thought it would be funny to try it because I figured it was pure sugar, and if you snort it, then maybe – this was in high school, so, you know.
Dumb.
So if you snorted a lot of it, maybe you could feel something. Turns out all you get is a bloody nose.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't work?
Bad bloody nose.
That's very surprising. I thought it would work.
Yeah, no, it didn't work, and I even tried the different colors, too. So I figured, well, if purple didn't work, let's try blue.
You're so smart.
If blue didn't work, let's try the pink.
You're so smart because all of those are very different chemicals.
I mean, hey, we were in science class, so I figured, hey, this is a good time to try it, right?
Oh, my God. How dumb. You look back on that as something dumb?
Oh, no. I think it's the stupidest thing in the world.
Okay, stupidest thing in the world. All right, good. So we want to know, what are you snorting up your nose? What are you snorting up your nose?
Let's take Monique real quick. She's on line one. And again, here's the toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear from you what you have snorted in an attempt to get a buzz and how it worked out for you. Monique, thank you for calling and being first on this topic on the Kevin and Bean Show. What did you snort up your nose?
I have a really bad addiction to Comet.
Comet?
The cleanser? What?
Yes. Yeah, I have really bad anemia, and apparently it's really prevalent in people who are anemic that they snort Comet.
That's not true. You know why? Because there are a lot of people who are anemic, and they would not ever think, hey, I'm going to snort Comet.
The smell of it makes my mouth salivate. I carry little baggies of it in my car.
This is the best.
This sounds like it's a current thing. You still do it?
I do it all the time, yeah. My doctor said it's okay.
Your doctor said it's okay.
Where are you going, Dr. Feelgood?
Wow!
All right, Monique, I have to ask this. It doesn't sound like you're doing this to get high. It sounds like you're doing this because your body is screaming out for some ingredient in the Comet.
Yeah, but it makes me feel very euphoric, and I feel a lot. I feel almost like I feel really high. My head rush. My eyes get kind of bloodshot. It's very weird.
All right, and your doctor says that's good.
In small quantities, he said it was good.
You're such a liar.
But now you can't see Conrad Murray since they pulled his license, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I have to ask you one more thing, Monique. I'm so glad you called. This is really, really fascinating. Now, I know what Comet smells like, and to me, it seems like if you snorted it, it would be like eating a cough drop or a really like spicy peppermint gum or something like that. It kind of has that tweaky flavor. Is that what it feels like when you snort it?
I mean, if you snort too much of it, the drip is kind of chalky. But other than that, I mean, and it's just Comet, not Ajax or anything else. Doesn't have the same
obviously.
Effect. But it's very
we're not stupid.
And it burns.
It
burns.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you had any kind of repercussions on doing it as often as you have in terms of trouble with your nose?
No, not so much. Sometimes I'll have a really runny nose if I do it a lot for a couple weeks, but that usually just clears up. I just have to like not actually inhale as much of it as normal.
And think about how clean her nose is, by the way.
Her nose is cleaner than most.
With a Comet cleanser. All right, Monique, I think I'm very deeply in love with you. Thank you very much for the call.
I'd like to ask one more time just to clarify. Sure. Your doctor, thumbs up. Your doctor said... You keep that up. Snorting Comet is fine.
Yeah, again, it's a pika thing. At least I don't eat it. He's had people that come in who eat it. So.
Oh, at least you don't eat it. That's how you make yourself feel better.
Exactly.
All right. I want the address to your doctor. Thank you.
Thanks,
Dave, you got to try Comet, dude.
Comet?
You have to.
Let's do it.
That's a terrible idea. Look how happy Monique sounds. What are you
snorting up your nose? All right, we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-106.
Right now, we're talking about things that people snort to get high. Household items. Do a little research on the internet, Kevin. Not only bath salts, which you brought in, talking about how popular bath salts are to snort. So snort. Baking soda, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Windex.
Yeah.
Laundry detergent. Peanut butter.
Look.
Come on.
Peppers. Pickles. Toothpaste. And my favorite, and try to picture this, please, lemon juice.
Look, I'm dumb.
And I've tried a lot of dumb things. I've never snorted any of this stuff. This is another level of stupid.
Yeah.
That's why everybody else is living in color, man, and you're living in black and white.
Come on. I mean, really, we're not condoning this, and we're saying, please don't do this. But we would like to talk to you to find out.
What are you snorting up your nose?
Let's talk to Eric. He's on line one, and you can call us if you've got something to tell us about snorting. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Eric. What'd you snort?
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, Kevin. It's me, Haley Smith.
Hello.
Yeah, Eric.
I snorted caffeine pills.
Snorted caffeine pills.
Now, caffeine pills are already supercharged, aren't they? Isn't a caffeine pill, doesn't it have like 20 times the caffeine of a cup of coffee or something crazy like that?
Yeah, something ridiculous like that.
And that's not enough for you. You now have to crush it up and snort it.
But you know what? At least this at least this makes sense in that you can say...
I did it to play Black Ops. My cousin had just come in from basic training, and he I did it to play Black Ops like for a couple of days, and it really works. Trust me.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a good reason for doing
it.
That's
to play
fine,
Black
man.
Ops.
That's
of course,
totally fine, not a problem. How long did it keep you awake?
I think 54 hours.
Oh,
54 hours.
Beautiful.
How long did it take you to kill Fidel Castro? Be honest. A couple minutes,
so I
right?
Got to him yet.
Yeah, you haven't got to him yet. Wow,
shit.
You need to. Whoops, got to get him off the air. You need to snort some more caffeine pills.
That's right.
Get back to that.
Robert is on line three. He snorted something I've never heard of. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin Devine Show. What's going on?
It's Mexican chili powder.
Ooh, Mexican chili powder.
Yeah. Okay. In school, this was back then, but back then they used to sell this Mexican chili powder candy called Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to eat that, and it used to burn, it was a sweet, tangy taste, you know, but everybody was snorting it. They're like, hey, you want to try a line of Lucas? I'm like, Lucas, don't you eat that stuff? Worst idea ever. My eyes were burning. My throat was burning. I had a nosebleed. They took me to the school nurse. They called my parents. And what did you do? I sniffed Lucas. Isn't that chili powder? They're like, yeah. Are you stupid? So the next month I was grounded for
That's awesome. Because really, the answer to are you stupid is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for calling.
All fantastic. Right, no, what are you snorting up your nose? What's going on with line two? PP joins us? PP on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Hello?
Your name is PP?
Well, that's just my initials.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What'd you snort? But you're choosing to go with PP.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you snort?
Keith?
Is that a guy? Keith?
No, you know, like, those pollinators for marijuana that you put it in the box and stick it around, and you get all the powder that collects on the bottom of the box.
Yeah, you snorted that.
Yeah, because I had my wisdom teeth pulled out, and the doctor said no smoking, so I started out by taking vapor rips through my nose, and that wasn't working for me, so I was like, hey, look at all this keef right here. So I racked up some keef or whatever, and...
You couldn't get like some brownies or something? You had to put it up your nose?
Yeah, well, I couldn't eat because I had my wisdom teeth pulled out.
Well,
so.
Brownies, there you go. Brownies are you know, they can certainly be not that difficult to chew, for God's sake.
Yeah.
See, I don't want anybody to say that our listeners are not industrious.
That's right.
That's very well done.
This guy figured out a way to do it. Now,
job.
Was it good, PP? Would you recommend it?
No, it kind of burned a little bit.
Really?
Sneeze a lot. I kept sneezing, like I had allergies or something.
Yeah,
it's so weird because it seems like the nose is meant for all this stuff. It seems like this is what it's designed for.
Well,
to snort.
Here's the thing about your nose: super sensitive, and you shouldn't snort stuff because it'll hurt like crazy. And then that's pretty much it, right? All right, let's try.
I think that's the message we're taking away from
today's
show.
You don't want to talk to?
I think that's it.
Darren,
driven the point home.
Crushed up mega warheads?
I know, it's pretty impressive. Scotty Lego joins us coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show in minutes. He is a pro snowboarder who's going to be competing at the Winter X Games starting tonight. By the way, it's so much better for me this year that I'm not competing, just to be able to just kind of relax and talk to these guys and not look at it as competition.
What was your competition? I forget where you were.
I competed in all the events.
That's right, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I was in all of them.
That's right.
So, anyway, every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we got a Winter X Games athlete for you, and Scotty is coming up, plus live music from Social D. Right now, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's happening, Ralph?
I'd like to say goodbye, and thanks for everything, and I got to go.
What happened?
I'm withdrawing from the human race.
I don't think... There's only one way to do that, and it's illegal.
I'm checking out. I'm leaving.
What happened?
Good. Best of luck to all of you.
What happened?
You no longer want to be a part of our species, is what you're saying.
No, I am, I've decided you are you are a flawed group.
Why don't you just move out of the country?
It's not good enough.
Okay.
Because humans live in other countries, Kevin.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're like a pox upon this planet of ours.
But something happened.
Oh, many
someone.
Things happened.
No, but what is this?
Well, first of all, I got a long list.
All right.
Let's start with the fact that NBC has announced they've just picked up a new comedy pilot based on Chelsea Handler's book, Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
Yay!
Yeah, it's going to be a comedy about a wacky whore in her 20s who whores around and is aggressively unfunny. Doesn't sound like a good idea for a comedy to me, but what do I know?
Now,
I'm not one of your humans.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not one of you humans, so I don't know what appeals to you human beings.
I'm not a fan of hers either.
I hear she's not going to be in it, by the way.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, but still.
That's a small comfort.
But they would have to make her funny to make the series work.
That's what I'm saying.
So they got to change that completely.
Let's see. Oh, I'm going to take this turd, and then I'm going to transform it into a gold bar, is what they're saying.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
So, unless there's some alchemists working over there at NBC, I think they've got a long road to hoe.
Yeah.
And we've seen their schedule most nights. There aren't.
Yeah. So, good luck with that.
Okay, so point one. All right.
Good luck with that. Hope you have a good time.
Okay.
Also, I want to announce that Kesha's first North American tour is already completely sold out. You can't get tickets anymore for the Kesha shows. Nope. Oh, I'd love to go to see Kesha. Sorry, you can't. It's already sold out. All the dates are sold out, completely sold out.
All right, now I'm going with you.
For the Kesha tour.
Here's the thing about Kesha. Even her music sucks, but even if you like it, let's say you like it, it was done well in the studio. When she sings live, she's terrible. I mean, it's
horrible.
So much worse than the recording. It's a joke.
Her Get Sleazy tour.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of glitter, Ralph.
Kicks off on February the 15th in Portland, Oregon, and then wraps up here at home here in Los Angeles on May the 6th. But I don't even know why I'm giving you the dates, because you can't get any tickets.
Sold out.
Because
right.
Everyone's already bought all the tickets.
Wow, what am I going to do?
Her but that won't affect you, because you'll be living on Venus or someplace by then.
Her
right,
new
Ralph?
Single, Blow, by the way, hits airwaves next week. I thought all of her songs were blow.
Yeah.
Because her music blows.
Yeah.
So have fun, human race. Enjoy your Kesha tour.
Wow.
Jay-Z has announced that he will also be producing in concert with Will Smith, the new Annie movie musical starring Willow as Annie.
Come on.
Willow Smith will be the new Annie. And look who's going to be starring as Daddy Warbucks. Oh, looks like Will Smith himself will be starring as Daddy Warbucks. Does that mean Jaden gets to play Sandy the dog?
Oh, Jaden will have a role.
Jada Pinkett Smith, by the way, is also involved in the project.
Really?
So
sure.
Maybe she'll be Miss Hannigan.
How did she get cast?
I have no idea.
Wow.
But I hope Kesha does the soundtrack. And Chelsea Handler writes it.
Wow.
I think it would just be the perfect confluence of crap.
Yeah.
I feel like we're hearing Ralph dictate his suicide note right
now.
I know,
it is.
It's the craziest day ever.
All right, that's three bad things.
And Lady Gaga has just announced her new perfume. Lady Gaga's first scent, her first fragrance.
I don't want to smell like Lady Gaga.
Wait, Kevin, you'll change your mind when you hear what she's based it on.
All right.
Gaga says her first fragrance will have the scent of blood and semen.
What?
I wish I was making this up.
She said she was joking.
She promises the perfume will
she was joking.
Have the scent of blood and semen.
She was kidding.
It's not according to this story.
No way. Not ever.
That's because there's no way she's serious about that, because it wouldn't sell.
Apparently chemists are already hard at work. The pollen of Caleri pear or Branford pear trees apparently mimics that particular scent.
Okay.
So,
So does the real thing, by the way.
Splash on some essence of Gaga.
Nope.
Sit down in your glitter-filled chair to watch your Kesha show, and then catch a late show of Annie starring Willow.
Wow.
and then go home and TiVo the new Chelsea Handler.
What planet are we going to, Ralph?
I haven't chosen yet, Kevin. Okay. I'm taking a look at a bunch of them. Yeah. I don't know what the housing market's like on Saturn, but yeah. I'm hoping I can get a little condo. Maybe they're on Saturn.
Lisa, are you wearing the Gaga perfume today? I smell something.
Oh, no.
How dare you,
sir.
How dare you. Wow. Wow, what a day. What a day.
What a day indeed.
Reading the news on the internet.
That is unbelievable.
I'm so glad I'm not one of you humans.
I watched the State of the Union the other day, and President Obama did not address any of these, which are actual real concerns that we Americans have.
Him with his war and his economy and his education. What about the real problems? Stuff?
Exactly. He's not stopping Kesha.
It's all going to change when I'm king. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor James Cromwell is 71 years old today.
Wait, when are you going to be king?
I don't know. All right. I don't know whether I'm leaving, I'm an alien, I'm a king, I'm all
they're either going to have to give you complete control or you're gone.
I'm going to leave the human race, okay. Go to Saturn, build an army, then come back and take over and become king.
All right. So you'll be like Superman.
Yeah.
Coming from another planet.
That's
take
right.
Over. Awesome.
Yeah. Will Bean and I be cool?
You're cool.
Okay, yeah, good. You're cool. All right, good.
TV commentator Keith Olbermann celebrates his 52nd birthday. Actress Bridget Fonda is 47. She's married to somebody famous, too, isn't she?
Yes.
Just struck me.
I don't know.
Danny Elfman?
Yeah, I think you may be right.
I think she's married to Danny Elfman,
there
I believe.
We go.
Yeah, I think that's true.
She probably had the answer to that question before I asked it, but it just struck me as I said her name. I thought she was married to someone famous. She's 47 years old today. Actor Alan Cumming is 46. I wonder what his fragrance smells like. Rapper Tricky. Oh, he's Tricky. He's 43 years old. Our good pal, actor, comedian, Patton Oswalt. One of the funniest men on the planet.
He really is.
He's one of the few things I will miss when I leave your little blue marble in space.
But you could take like a DVD or something.
I guess I could.
By the way, remind me next time we have Patton on. I watched him on Conan this week. He's always a fantastic talk show guest. And he was making fun of radio shows that he's been doing to promote his book. And he particularly was making fun of Flappy and the Bean was the show that he was particularly picking on.
Flappy and the Bean.
Flappy and the Bean. Hey, how you doing, Patton? He was just doing an impression. And I hope it wasn't us.
Am I Flappy?
You must be Flappy.
You have to be Flappy, yeah.
Wow, all right. I like that.
So I don't know if Patton is turning on us or if we won't be able to get him again. But it sounds like he's had it up to here with Flappy. And the Bean.
Speaking of Flappy, Kevin, we'd like you to wear longer shorts to work.
Is that right?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Is that a request from the room?
Yeah, speaking of Flappy.
I will not.
He is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man Jim Jeffries from Australia joins us later on in the hour. Live music from Social Distortion next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. So 24 hours of live HD programming on ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN3.com. 18 hours of original coverage on ESPN 3D. Kevin, how much of the Winter X Games do you think are you running your DVR 24/7 for the entire weekend?
I really do. I really. I set it for every single broadcast that there is. I set it, and I watch all of it.
The Winter X Games 50 kicks off today at Buttermilk Mountain, Aspen, Colorado. Every day on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're talking to a different athlete. Today, Scotty Lego joins us. Hey, Scotty, how are you, man?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
It is great to talk to you, and let's get the health issue out of the way first. ESPN reported last week that you broke your jaw while snowboarding. What up?
I did, yeah. A little over 2 weeks ago, I was snowboarding, and I landed flat on this jump and put my knee into my chin, and ended up breaking my jaw and breaking some teeth and got some stitches, and I got pretty worked up. But
wow, I see.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good right now.
It's not going to stop you. I mean, you're competing.
Yeah, I'm competing. I'm competing in all four events.
I see you as a guy who has those days way behind you. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
that falling and breaking your jaw and stuff like that, that had to be in the early days. You've gotten so much better.
No, oh, my God. No, I've broken over 20 bones.
Good, good.
So that's going good.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you, yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe you're not cut out for this line of work? I know that's a ridiculous thing to say to an Olympic medalist, but I'm just saying, if you're getting hurt like that, I don't know, man.
No, you know. Honestly, that's part of the game. You know what I mean?
It's of course.
Like if you're professional, you're milking injury, you know, whether it's a broken jaw or a sprained ankle throughout the year. You know, it's just inevitable.
Are you ever, do you ever feel 100% healthy for any event?
Yep.
You do sometimes?
Yep.
Just not right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Right
now.
All right. You mentioned, this is the voice of Scotty Lego on the phone on the Kevin Beach. We're talking about Winter X Games 50. You mentioned you are competing in four events. Which four are you doing this time, and which one's your favorite if you have one?
Okay. I'm doing half pipe, slope style, big air, and they have another contest this year. It's new. It's called the Best Method Contest.
What's the best method?
Method's a snowboard trick. It's kind of like a timeless grab.
Oh, I see. So like everybody does the exact board. Same one, and then they just say who does it best.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly. And it's like it's a trick where you can really style out and kind of, you know, make it your own.
I got you. Okay. And then Big Air.
Yeah. So, and then Big Air. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, Scotty?
I don't know. I mean, Big Air and Slope Style are really fun just because I guess it's less work. You know what I mean? It's just like you're riding down and you can really just focus like all your energy into this one jump as opposed to the half pipe where it's like, all right, now I got like, you know, 6-7 hits here. And
right.
You know what I mean?
I did that one good, but I still have five more ahead of me.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you have two of them on Friday and two of them on Sunday, right?
Yeah. I got a real packed schedule. I'm competing tonight on half pipe for qualifiers, and then finals, I think, are what, Saturday or Sunday? I'm not even sure.
Now, do you have any kind of anything built into your helmet for your broken jaw, or you just go with it?
No, I mean, my parents really want me to do that. And yeah. They're like, oh, what? We're a full face. You're like, don't worry what you look like. I'm like, Mom, I'm never going to wear that, okay?
Let's stop this conversation right now.
Dice games, okay? And I'm going to be fine. I mean, honestly, I'm not that much pain, you know, as long as I stay on my feet and don't pretty much hit my face.
Yeah, I would think the key, though, for you would just be putting it out of your mind. Just not concentrating on it, because that's when you will fall again, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, when I drop in for the contest, I definitely will not be thinking about it. You know, right. I'll be focused on my run
Do you hear the crowd when you're doing your runs? Do you hear the crowd? Or does everything go on?
No. I mean, like, I put music in. I listen to music with my friend's headphones. But, I mean,
you don't have your own headphones? Why don't you get some? Do you need headphones? We'll send you some.
No, I got some. No, oh, friends, okay. Friends is actually our company we started.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were borrowing your friend's headphones.
Yeah.
That was sad to me. All right.
Yeah. No, yeah, we made a headphone company. It's called Friends.
I got you.
Without the eyes. You know what it is.
Okay, gotcha.
Scotty, what kind of music do you listen to when you're competing?
You know, I listen to everything. I listen to
Cher. Do you listen to Cher?
I listen to Cher.
No, you don't.
You know, to Bieber. No. I listen to a lot of hip hop and a lot of rock. I just like whatever's like, I don't know. I got a playlist of probably about 50, 60 songs of just randomness.
But is it all kind of driving energy?
Yeah, some of it is. I mean, it's not like too overamping, though. You know what I mean? Because I want to be in like the right. You know what I mean? I don't want to like go overamp and, you know, fall first hit or anything like that.
Right. So,
and you also want to make sure that, you know, Green Day Time of Your Life doesn't come on while you're up there trying to do something. You know?
Yeah.
So,
I'm the biggest Green Day fan. I used to listen to Green Day all the time when I was going up to the mountains.
That was my jam. Awesome. This is Scotty Lego on the phone on the Kevin Beach Show again, wrapping up our talk about the winner of X Games 15. Who's your biggest competition this time around, do you think, Scotty?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, there's, you know, obviously Sean White.
Oh, please, Sean White.
He's a force to be reckoned with. Let's see, who else? There's a kid from Switzerland, Yuri, he has a crazy last name. I can't even pronounce it, but it's short. We call him iPod.
Okay.
Of course, Louis Vito and the rest of the Friends crew, Danny Davis, Mason Aguirre, Jack, Luke Matrani.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's tough competition all around.
Now, you won the bronze at the 2010 Winter Olympics. Have you upgraded? I mean, you pretty much have to improve everything you do for every competition, right?
Yeah, you know, you can look at it like that, or you could look at it like, all right, well, you know, I've done the hard part, now I can relax now.
Yeah.
it comes with a lot of pressure, you know what I mean? So, like, now I'm here at X Games, you know what I mean? And, like, they're going to be announcing that, like, the bronze medalist is dropping in, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
I have expectations, you know?
Well, it's...
I'm all like, you know, heavy breathing, jaw wired shut, like...
Good times.
It's really exciting. Exciting for you guys, the athletes, of course. Really exciting for us, the fans. And we can't wait to see what starts happening tonight. Winter X Games 15 cool. going on through the weekend. Buttermilk Mountain, Aspen, Colorado. Check out ESPN and our EXPN, too, for all the details. And this is Friends.com is the website for the Friends crew that Scotty was telling us about. Scotty, have a great weekend, man. Thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Cool.
A few minutes ago, Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat was talking about how he's moving away from Earth because the Kesha tour sold out, among other reasons.
Yeah.
Well,
that,
which is bad news, which is scary news.
Right.
Here's some good news, Kevin, that we haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. Coachella sold out yesterday.
Is that good news?
It shows people have taste. Yeah. 6 days after tickets go on sale for a show that's not for 3 months,
yeah.
it's already sold out. And that's an expensive ticket. That's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it really is. But it's also a great weekend.
Yep.
What's going on?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Roland?
Roland?
Yes, it's Roland.
Roland, we were talking about tickets for Coachella.
I know, that's why I had to stop you. You're so boring.
We didn't have a phone call with you scheduled. What happened?
You never do.
Well, what?
I just break in whenever it's important, and you guys are not doing your job.
What's important that we're not talking about, Roland?
Are you guys okay?
What do you mean? About what?
Are you okay?
Did something happen? That we're not.
Yes.
I'm fine.
I'm fine, too. What do you mean, Roland? What's going on?
The Human Torch is dead.
Oh, yeah. Ralph did mention that in the showbiz.
The Human Torch from the Fantastic Four is gone.
Okay. Roland, you know that he's not a real person, right?
Yes,
He's a comic book character.
He is one of the Fantastic Four, and they have saved this planet more times than you can count, so you show respect.
Well, okay, but they're not real, though. They're just a guy drawing a cartoon.
Rest in peace, Jonathan Lowell Spencer Storm. You will be missed.
Who knew he had that many names?
You guys... He is known as Johnny Storm, but he is
I didn't even
loving
know
loving brother and
okay.
and friend.
All right,
and now he's gone because he sacrificed his life so that Reed Richards and his sister and the Thing could get out of the negative zone.
Well, you don't want them in the negative zone.
No, the negative zone, that's a bad place.
But now he's gone.
Right, but it's okay.
It's going to be okay.
Rolling.
It's going to be fine.
It's
just a comic book character.
Oh, I love the Human Torch.
Well, I'm sure you did.
He can turn into flames.
Right.
Right.
You see, flame on!
Right, yeah. Whoa, what do you got there, Roland? What was that?
A flamethrower.
What are you doing
with...
have a flamethrower.
And he could throw fiery balls.
Right?
I loved his fiery balls.
Did you?
Yes.
And
now he's gone.
Please don't play with that flamethrower down there in your mom's basement.
No.
You're gonna start a house fire or something.
The couch is going up a little bit.
You can't do that in your mom's house.
I can't do it. I can't do it because that's my way of honoring his memory.
Why not the invisible?
Right, we'll do it outside.
Why not the invisible woman instead? It seems like she's more your type, Roland.
But she's alive. We still have we have Sue Storm to appreciate and love, and Johnny's gone.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but that's
the
direction they decided to go.
Well, I prepared a little tribute.
Okay.
And I hope that this will help take the sting out of it for all of us.
Well,
we don't
have any sting.
I'm not feeling the pain, but
I had forgotten about it already.
There's a little song I've written.
Go ahead with your tribute.
It's called Candle in the Wind.
Okay.
No.
Goodbye, Human Torch. You would answer when trouble called. You'd ignite with a flame on. I'll really miss your fiery balls.
Wow. This is nice.
I preferred you to the Thing. Because you weren't made of rock. You were young and handsome.
Thing's still alive.
And you had a real big ego.
Oh, careful. Wow. Careful, Roland.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. I mean, literally like a candle. You were on fire alive.
Right, I think we understand.
And I would have liked to have known you, but you had to go.
Wow.
You were wonderful and tasty. like a flaming hot Cheeto.
Oh, that's nice. That's
goodbye, that's
beautiful.
Beautiful tribute.
Goodbye, goodbye.
All right, you roll.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Social Distortion, next hour for us. Plus, we'll talk. They'll be in live performing acoustic. Plus, we'll talk to a Kevin and Bean listener who says we ruined her life. And if he's still alive, we're going to talk to Dr. Rupinski, too, who, as you know, has got the HIV or the Hanta. I don't know what he's got. He's got
bird flu.
Bad.
He has bird flu.
Maybe it's the bird flu. I don't know. First, though, very excited to welcome our friend Jim Jeffries back to the Kevin and Bean Show. He is going to be part of an Australia benefit. You know, they've had some terrible flooding. Just an awful natural disaster that's been happening in Australia for the past few weeks. And there's going to be a benefit at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose Avenue. Go to improv.com to buy tickets. Just $20. Jim Jeffries is one of the acts on the bill. We'll find out more about it as he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jim, welcome.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. How you been?
I'm all right. You know, a lot better than my auntie and so forth, but
yeah.
I'm not too bad.
You know, it's so funny. We were just talking about this right before we brought you on the phone. We remember the last time you came in. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was even in 2011, right? We had you in not too long ago. And we love having you on the show, and I know you're from Australia. So I says to you, I says, when you come in, hey, you got any family impacted by this terrible flooding situation down in Australia? And you said, well, it's mostly in Brisbane, and that's further away from where people are. And then, Kevin, what? How did we get into this next part of the topic here?
Well, we started talking about natural disasters and how they can be timed badly. And this clip is from Jim Jeffries.
You can't record We Are the World again.
Right.
You just did it, didn't you?
Right.
That was like when Haiti happened, I was like just donating, texting $10 every few minutes.
Right.
And then Chile happened a week later, and I was like, piss off, Chile. I can't help you. Like, I know this is like the worst earthquake ever, but you've come along at a bad time.
So is this a better time now, and now you can clear your busy schedule to help out Australia, Jim?
This is the funny thing. When you told me about the floods, and I only vaguely seen it on the news as well, and I came home and I rang my mum, and they were pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad is an understatement. I mean, there were cars that were flowing down a river. I mean, it was lifting up everything in its way. This water was just taking whole towns apart.
I think they reckon it's the largest flood in recorded history.
Wow!
And, something like the size of France or something like that. There's been a whole lot of stuff given out, but the house that my father grew up in, it's completely gone, just washed away.
Oh,
and everything.
Wow!
And but the thing is, you know, as I said with the Haiti thing, you know, give money to these Australian people because their houses were nice to begin with.
So the problem in Haiti is that the houses were crap anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't worry about it.
Rubble and wet. If you've ever had like a shed fall down, it's back up. If you've ever had rising damp, that's an ongoing problem with your house.
Sure,
that's right. And I will say on a serious note, and then we'll give out all the information on Jim's appearance this weekend. On a serious note, people aren't rushing to Australia's aid because they are a first world country, because they have money. And the rest of the world figures, oh, Australia, just like if a natural disaster happens in the United States, nobody comes to help us. They go, oh, the United States, they can take care of themselves. And the reality is there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are homeless, displaced, who really do need international assistance. Right, Jim?
Well, this is true. There are more people who have lost their homes than Hurricane Katrina. And I will say this about Australia. I was living in Australia when Katrina happened, and I do remember there being benefits and a lot of news coverage for Katrina. And I'm not saying American people are bad or anything like that, but I don't feel as though the American press has given this much play at all, if anything, really.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, yeah, they'll spend 20 hours a day on the news talking about a snowstorm in New York, but you're right. You barely see a reference of a flood that's just devastated Australia. Now, you're going to raise not a lot of money playing a room as small as the Improv, but it'll help, right, this Saturday night?
Way to sell it, Bean.
We'll make quite a bit because there's going to be a lot of Hollywood types coming in there, and there will be buckets to donate more money, and that's where we're hoping to make the majority of it.
Fantastic. And who else is going to be with you?
Well, my boy Eddie Ipps is going to be there.
Excellent.
Rob Riggle is
Excellent.
Going to be there. A guy called Will Anderson, who is probably the most famous Australian comic, but he's just out in LA at the moment, so we thought we'd get him on because, for the Aussies.
Sure.
And there's
There's a good chance that there's a very big movie star going to be showing up, but I can't say who it is.
Who is it?
So, no, I can't.
I know, but who is it?
Show up, I look like an idiot.
Well, who might show up? We sell stuff all the time on the show. We go, hey, tomorrow, George Clooney.
We can say might show up, but I can make up any name. Michael Jackson's going to be there.
Okay, well, okay. That's if he shows up. That'll be worth the money. I'll tell you that. All right. So you don't want to say it because you don't want people to be disappointed if he's not there. But give me, on a scale of 1 to 100, what is the percentage chance that your movie star friend will show up?
70% at the moment.
70%.
70%. Okay. That's not bad. And even if he doesn't, Will Anderson, Eddie F., Jim Jefferies, all on stage at the Improv. It's going to be the Hollywood Improv this time. 8162 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles. Tickets are just $20, by the way. And you can go to improv.com for more information on that. All right, Jim, anything else we need to know while we got you on the line, buddy?
Nothing. I'm going back to bed.
All right.
All right. You, man. Roll over and give Eddie a big kiss for us.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Hey, party people, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. How did our show ruin your life? We'll talk to the Kevin and Bean listener.
Don't get me started.
So many ways.
Coming up, you're not eligible to participate in this segment, Ralph. Anyway, he or she is coming up in a few minutes, plus Social Distortion playing live in our studio next hour. Can't wait. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Just moments before we went on the air, all I saw was Kevin scrambling around, pushing buttons, screaming, I can't.
I can't.
I can't. I don't know what he couldn't do over there, but it wasn't good.
I couldn't hear the station in my headphones.
That would be bad.
Because we can't. We were checking Social D in the other room. So I heard them. It sounded great. But I needed to hear.
I was checking Sunny D in the other room.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
That's delicious.
Wow.
That Sunny Delight on the rocks.
File.
Before I take a look at the showbiz news, let's give away some tickets, shall we?
I can't.
For a very special advanced screening of Sanctum. This is the new 3D underwater adventure film from executive producer James Cameron. You remember he created a little movie called Avatar, so I guess he knows something about 3D. Sanctum is about cave dwelling and going underwater and then underwater caves and then being underwater in a cave, and it's just just makes me sweat.
Here's my advice. If you're underwater and you see a cave, don't go in it.
Don't go in the underwater cave?
Because what's the best case scenario? What's going to be in there that's great?
Fish.
That's it.
No. I just know I saw the trailer for this, and there's a moment where a guy is swimming, trying to survive, swimming under one of these underwater caves. And he has to go up to where the top of the cave is and find an air bubble up against the top of the rock.
Right.
And stick his mouth into the air bubble just to get a gulp of oxygen so he doesn't die. And I was like, I can't watch this movie.
But at least
that short of breath just thinking about it.
At least that air bubble bought him another 6 seconds.
Exactly. We're going to give away tickets to the first five callers, 1-800-520-1067, if you'd like to see Sanctum before anybody else on February the 2nd. It's in theaters everywhere Friday, February the 4th, by the way, just in case you don't get passes to the special advanced screening. Last hour, I resigned from the human race.
You did.
Now I'm changing my mind. Maybe I'll come back.
Wow.
Because I had nothing but bad news last hour.
It's a quick turnaround. Something good must have happened.
Something good happened to me today.
All right.
Just been announced on Radar Online that Kendra Wilkinson, you remember her? She was the girl next door, one of Hefner's girlfriends.
Right.
She married
Hank
Basket, wide receiver.
Yep.
And then had a baby.
Yep.
Remember that sex video that was put out by her and her ex-boyfriend?
When she was like 18?
When she was smoking hot and 18 and just nasty as all get out?
Yep.
It was one of your favorite celebrity sex videos of all time.
It really was. It was one of the best ones because she looks great and she's in her prime and it was shot really sort of clear and in focus and a lot of bright lights and you saw everything you wanted to see.
Oh, my, Kendra, you do have a terrific vagina.
Is that from it?
It was, yes. Oh. Apparently, there's another sex video featuring Kendra Wilkinson just about to hit the market. This one, however, is predominantly girl-girl action with her good friend Taryn Ryan.
All right.
Apparently, the girls were hanging out together, and they decided to explore their feelings for each other.
I like it.
According to the company that is putting the video out, it's a long tape, about 45 minutes, and there is nothing left to the imagination.
This could be the best news you've ever had. No wonder you came back to the human race.
It might be, yeah.
This does wash the bad taste of last hour out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Kendra has apparently signed off on release the deal. She made a ton of money off the first one, and now she's going to be another one.
All right.
So it's the Kendra and the Taryn? The Kendra and the Taryn?
That's right. The Kendra and the Taryn.
Come on. How could I not? Somebody had to. No. Everyone was taking it.
Right, but everybody else chose wisely.
Now, keep in mind, according to this story, Kendra and Taryn started fooling around, but then Kendra wanted the light turned off. But the camera does have night vision, so apparently it looks kind of like the Paris Hilton tape, where it's that green night vision lens.
Right.
But the producers say everything is completely clear.
Okay.
So.
I'm fine. I'm not complaining.
The Paris, One Night in Paris, that was shot in the night vision. That was fine.
Exactly, yeah. So. Good news.
Yeah. That is good news.
I wonder if they say it's approximately on the same time she made the first one. So
fantastic.
I guess we'll see her in all her glory. Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Doo-Wah Diddy Combs has just announced he's going to guest star in Hawaii 5-0.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
All
really?
Right.
Are you not entertained?
No, really.
Are you not entertained?
No, I'm not.
Not by you.
He will play a New York City police detective who shows up in Honolulu looking for the guys who hurt his family. Oh, sounds like a renegade cop.
Yep.
He sounds like an outlaw. Sounds like a card he needs to be dealt with. Some of Diddy's music will apparently be included in the episode, which is set to air next spring, so you get to see that. And in better casting news, it's just been announced that Will Ferrell, our old buddy, is going to be doing a 4-episode arc on The Office.
Oh, that's
no
great.
Kidding.
Yes. As Steve Carell bids adieu to The Office, as Michael Scott leaves the show, Will Ferrell apparently will be stepping in as an executive that works for the parent company that owns Dunder Mifflin now to help ease the transition in finding a new boss. He will be coming in and doing 4 episodes of The
Fantastic.
Office.
Fantastic.
That's going to be
alongside
awesome.
His buddy Steve Carell, of course, the two famously co-starred together in Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and he is going to do a couple shows with Steve Carell, and then a couple apparently after Carell is gone, he'll still be on the show to kind of ease us into the next stage of whatever that show is going to be. But I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
That is going to be good.
Because those ties together will be terrific. So it's good news. And apparently we're not the only ones repulsed by Madonna's body these days.
It is like beef jerky.
She's way too sinewy.
She used to be, you know, sexy.
Yeah.
But now she really is just...
hard.
Hard.
Her former trainer, Tracy Anderson, is speaking out about Madonna's body.
Saying she needs to back off?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. When your trainer says ease off, you might want to ease off.
Yeah. Most trainers don't have to say that to people.
She says she isn't pleased with Madonna, especially her big guns. She says, I've spent years trying to get Madonna to look more feminine, but she keeps going back to her bulky physique. And apparently the two have had a falling out. They won't. Tracy's not training her any longer.
Well, if she's not listening to her, I imagine that would make it hard to do.
Yeah. So, even her trainer saying, wow, you look too in shape. You could have a sandwich. Have a Twinkie once in a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it today, but more photos have surfaced on the internet of Jesse James making Nazi salutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, he's excited about his wedding, his upcoming wedding. You can see why.
They can't have been current.
So, not doing himself any favors, but...
Did you hear his statement? Did you hear what he said?
I didn't hear what he said about him, no.
I got it.
Das war ein Befehl! Angriff Steiners war ein Befehl! Jeder hat mich belogen, sogar die SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist nicht zweiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger Treuloser!
I don't know that that's going to help his image at all.
For those of you who don't speak German, he said, did you see Sandy Bullock at the Golden Globes? She looked a little fat.
That's what he was saying?
Yeah, which I think is unkind to
say pretty upset
about your ex. Today's celebrity birthday is actor James Cromwell. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Remember Babe? I love that movie.
Oh, what a great movie.
Great movie. Oh, of course, Bean loved it.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone loved
about
it.
About a man and his pig. It's the ultimate love story for Bean.
Well, and a Best Picture Oscar nomination.
It
Everyone
didn't go far enough
movie.
For Bean, but...
you know, it was a tease, but right. still. Better than
I
nothing.
Wanted the pig to kill the whole family.
It was soft them. Core.
That's what I wanted.
James Cromwell, 71 years old today. TV commentator who's now out of a job. Keith Olbermann from MSNBC. He is 52. Actress Bridget Fonda turns 47 years old. Actor Alan Cumming, who can currently be seen on The Good Wife. He's very good on that show. He's 46. Patton Oswalt. One of our favorite comedian actors and writers. His new book. Have you been reading the new
Very
book?
Very funny.
Very funny yeah. book. He is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, actor Jason Statham is going to be here, don't you know? He's in that new movie called The Mechanic. Also, we'll continue our visit with Winter X Games athletes. We've got a professional snowcrosser, Tucker Hibbert, on the program tomorrow. Cage the Elephant is going to be in here performing live on the show. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network talking about the Pro Bowl Super Bowl deal. And hopefully, we'll talk to our little friend Psycho Mike in New York City after he fills in for Regis on the Regis and Kelly Show. Last text I got from him, his flight has been delayed another 2 hours. He's at LAX right now trying to get to New York,
yeah,
where they had 19 inches of snow last night. So maybe the airports aren't operating on all cylinders back there today.
Maybe God doesn't want Mike on TV.
Oh, no.
That's very possible.
Maybe that's what it is. So he's just closing down all the airports.
Oh, it'd be so sad. As much as Mike has been looking forward to it, it'd be so sad if he couldn't make it to New York because of the weather.
That would
he misses
be funny.
Out on a chance that's to be on
really
with Kelly.
Funny. That would be funny.
But I want him to be able to do it.
I know, but that would be funny.
That Social Distortion, by the way, in about 10 minutes or so, in here live for an interview talking about their new record and performing for us on the show, Acoustic. That's the voice of Dave the King of Mexico, a man we used to call Dave the King of Mexico. Now, of course, he is known as the Mexicutioner. He joins us in studio. Hey, Dave.
What's up?
I refuse to call him that, as that is now not his nickname. He has not earned it.
Oh, I totally earned it.
I watched the UFC fight on this past Saturday night, and it was the one for the troops.
Yes, fight for the troops.
And,
from Texas, right.
Yeah, and there's a dude whose nickname is the Mexicutioner, and he, although he lost the fight, he looks like he maybe earned that nickname.
He's a scary man, Joey yeah. Beltran, yeah. yeah.
The Mexicutioner is such an awesome name, though.
Right.
So what happened, Dave? So you're watching the fight, too, and you're thinking, hey, I want to be the Mexicutioner.
That sounded so cool, and they're all, Joey, the Mexicutioner Beltran, and I'm like,
it is cool.
Yeah!
But don't you think he earned that from being a fighter?
Yeah.
That's my point. How have you earned it?
By seeing him be like, oh, I'm going to call myself that.
But that's his nickname.
I know, but you know,
that's
what
like
are the
me calling myself The Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's dumb. Somebody else has it.
But what are the chances that you know, he's going to find out about it, and then... And
you think,
I get
the world
a cool
is, you think the world is small enough for two Mexicutioners? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that I fit the Mexicutioner nickname.
How?
So, you know, you want something done? I'll do it. Right?
What are you basing that on?
I don't know.
I think what he's saying is in reverse, which is that he'll ruin it no matter what it is. So,
Dave,
like, when he's a producer, he's our assistant producer. So when Alex is gone and he's setting up interviews, they don't happen.
It's just a cool nickname, and I liked it, so yeah. I wanted it.
But you know,
and by the way, Dave's justification on the Twitter when he decided he was going to be the Mexicutioner was that the real Mexicutioner lost the fight, so now the title is Dave's to take.
No, I never said that. But
yeah, you did.
No, but you know what? I think I deserve it now. You know, it's time to pass it on.
Let me ask
it's
a question.
Time to pass it on.
Did you? First of all, you don't get to make that choice.
I tweeted it, so I think it counts, right?
Is that like
yeah, that's the rule.
Claiming it legally?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am now the president of the United States as long as I tweeted that, right? It's no longer Barack Obama's. Now it's my job.
Because you want to be known as that.
Because I tweeted
that.
It and I want it. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
And people, you know, Bean started calling me the Mexicutioner. So did Mike. So did some listeners.
Yeah, because it's funny.
And everyone agreed. And then, boom, it's mine.
Right. And then you heard from...
The Mexicutioner.
The Mexicutioner himself. Yesterday on Twitter, what happened?
So I tweeted, you know, hey, you know, it's picking up, you know, so start calling me the Mexicutioner, King of Mexico's no more. And then he responded with, I'll let you have it for 10 days if you give me a shout out or else I'm going to kill you.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, when did the 10 days start? Yesterday?
I believe yesterday. So what up, Joey B? Joey Beltran, what's up? So I got 10 days of the Mexicutioner now.
What happens if you keep calling yourself the Mexicutioner? Does he want to settle this in the ring? Because
he's going to kill him.
I would fly to wherever that is to see it.
He's going
to
kill Dave.
You know what?
That's the answer. The Mexicutioner is going to Mexicution him.
I've seen this guy hit people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the other side of that.
Well, then
so 10 days is good for me. You know, I'll take my 10 days and then we'll move on. I'll find a new nickname.
So he's asking you to stop using it, and you're going to accept that and live up to that.
You gave him 10 days.
He gave me 10 days, so yeah. I'm gonna live it up for 10 days. So.
If I were you, I'd go 9. I really would.
Just don't push it.
I'd say don't push it, yeah, because you don't know when he sent the tech, the Twitter, whatever.
But, just, you know, the 10 days will probably end on like a Monday, so that'll be kind of weird. I'll stretch it to 14. Why not? Let's go 2 weeks.
Because you'll die.
Let's go February.
I say don't give it up, man. I say you're the new Mexicutioner. You tell him what's up.
I've earned it. I mean...
That's what I say. I say you fight back. I say if he wants it, he needs to come after you.
I say that's true, too. If he wants it, he's going to have to come after you.
Look, he's going to have to beat it out of you. Tell him that.
That's correct.
Listen, I'm just saying.
No holds barred. You can meet him in the parking lot. You can meet him in a grocery store. It doesn't matter. Just beat up Dave.
He just got done with a tough fight.
Right.
And he's going to lay low for a while. So why not let me pump up that name a little bit, you know? Why not let me be the executioner and hold it up for him until he comes back and he's ready to take it back?
But what are you doing? What do you do on a daily basis that you deserve to be called the executioner?
I'm being me. And we all know I'm awesome and I'm rad. So the executioner is going to be rad. So the executioner is rad.
Oh, I hope he beats the crap out of you.
Oh, me too. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I'm just so saying, fun. You know, look, I'm doing him a favor now. Like, yeah, I'm gonna bring up the executioner. It's going to be known worldwide.
You really are doing
worldwide.
Him a big favor. How?
Not that the UFC's not that big or anything.
Hell
you
worldwide,
know what?
Yeah.
All right, so one of the executioner's last appearances on the Kevin and Bean Show right here today. Good luck, Dave.
All right.
Those guys, those social. I'm really gonna miss them.
Yeah.
No, they're
I'm
still
really
sad
that that ended.
They're actually here. They haven't ended. They're back and stronger than ever before with a new album out this week called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. Ladies and gentlemen, Social Distortion is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike and Danny join us in.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
What's happening?
How are you guys?
It's gotta be. Got to be close to 20 years now, right? 30 years now? 30 years? Is that what we're close to now?
I think we're looking at 31.
Wow. 31 yes. years playing in a punk rock band?
Yeah.
That almost sounds like it's the opposite of the possibility of the definition of a punk rock band.
But you haven't been straight punk rock either the whole time either, right?
No.
You've
well,
added a
you
lot
know,
of different,
we were always,
a lot of different
you know,
elements.
We were always a little bit more than just, you know, I mean.
Right.
I like to describe it as Social Distortion as rock and roll punk style.
All right.
You know.
That's a good description.
You know, I saw an interview with you where you were talking about how cool it is to see parents bringing their kids to shows.
Well,
so now
both.
They're growing up with you, right?
Well,
or
I
kids
see both,
bringing parents,
though.
Right?
I mean, I see kids, you know, parents bringing their kids, but I also see kids bringing their parents, and it's like, it's pretty cool. When you see that.
You ever look out and see somebody that looks like they're 90 and just go, there's no way this person is liking this show?
You know what? The funniest one that I remember was recently we did this corporate show in Orange County, and I'm looking out in the crowd, and you'll like this. This is great. This is a guy, you know, over 50.
Okay.
Okay. But not old.
Not
but,
old, old.
But, like, you know, 50 yards away, but he's, like, standing out because he's apparently taller than most of the
like
people.
Like 7 feet
tall. He's singing all the words, right? And it's like, I'm like... And you just can't keep, but like, you can't help but like notice him each time you look that way. So we meet, we got to do a meet and greet afterwards. This guy knows all the words of the song. Turns out he's Bill Walton.
Bill Walton?
Bill Walton, dude.
Who loves rock and roll. He always talks about how much he loves rock.
That dude was taller than me sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
I mean, and, but like.
Bill Walton, for those of you that don't recognize the name, used to play in the NBA, used to play in UCLA.
Legend. You know, yeah. So I was pretty
that's
cool.
That's bizarre.
You know, but that
so
just
you
shows
didn't
our
recognize him, though.
But that just shows our diversity. And, you know, even back in the day, you know, I didn't just want to play in front of punk rockers only, even though that back then that was the majority of our crowd. You know, I wanted to reach everybody.
Well, you're reaching everybody. Let me tell you something about Social Distortion for folks who haven't heard this yet. They just had the highest charting album of their career this week and the biggest first week sales in their career with the new album called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. You've got the number four album in America right now, boys.
Apparently times aren't so hard.
How about that? Wow.
Soft Times and Nursery Rhymes, we gotta call it.
This is the first time that you've produced? Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, I've always been there kind of co-producing it, but yeah, this is the first time where I was at the helm calling the shots. And
did the other guys in the band go, oh, dear God?
Yeah. I put them through hell. You know, they're like, oh, okay, so now he's not only the leader of the band, now he's the producer. And but, you know, I think everyone's happy at the end.
Well, right? I got to tell you,
yeah, you happy, Danny?
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, Danny's sitting right to your left. He has to say that.
Well. Danny's expecting a $20 bill at the end of today's interview anyway, so he'll say whatever he has to say.
And lunch.
I listened to the album. It's really fantastic. I love the California Hustle.
Yeah,
what's it
Hustle
called?
And Flow.
Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
And I want to play a little piece of it and then ask you a question about it. Now, those are women.
They are?
I don't think I've ever heard women on your albums
before. I thought
before.
They were men. No, yeah, it's
have
first.
You ever?
It's a first.
It's the first time you've ever used women background singers.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I grew up, you know, we grew up with the Rolling Stones and, you know, bands like the Black Crowes. And
but you've been doing it for 31 years and it never...
Never
happened.
Occurred. Never occurred to me.
Because I was listening to the song, and I thought, I hope they do this song when they play tomorrow. I was listening to it yesterday,
sure.
And then the women started singing. I was like, oh, they're not going to be able to do this.
No,
song.
We do it. We bring them.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, they don't travel with us on the bus because there's no room.
Because they're icky, because they're girls.
Because they don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to be on this bus with 11 guys. Yeah.
So but, that's really interesting, though, Mike, because when I heard that song, the first thing I thought is, oh, my God, is that like an homage to the Rolling Stones?
It really
is.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
A, because it's All Down the Line, which sounds very similar to, no offense, but very similar to their song.
Absolutely.
The same. And B, because just the production and the background singers and everything like that. So that was kind of an intentional thing that you did, putting the ladies in. That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, setting the lyrical aspect of it aside, it was, you know, it was a chance to show people that we're more than a punk band, you know. Yeah, and this is an album really is a chance for you to showcase what you've learned and you know all these
seven
years.
How long has it been? Six years.
Yeah.
Wow. And you've always
forgot to put the vocals on the first track, by the way.
I listened to it. It was like,
and I went
what
back
happened?
And I listened to it again. I was like, "There's no vocals. What happened?"
That's a radio edit.
That's the radio.
That's right.
All
well,
the
they
words
just cut out
bad.
All the swear words, right?
It was just a long sea of swear words. Wow.
You have always worn your influences proudly and for all to see. And you've done some terrific covers in the past. And I was so happy. And I guess you played it at Acoustic Christmas, too. I guess that's where I saw you doing the Hank Williams song was at Acoustic Christmas last month. But I was so happy to see that on the new record, Alone and Forsaken, one of his best songs.
Absolutely.
You do a fantastic job with it. I mean, he really is one of the five best songwriters of the 20th century, I think. And I bet you'd agree with that.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd have to say he's up there even, for me, more important. You know, one of the guys who's really, really shaped me because just how he holds his notes and sings and just puts his whole heart into it, you know. It's
well, I hope you turn a lot of new people on to Hank Williams with that cover of Alone and Forsaken.
I'll
so
tell
great.
You, I didn't know it was a cover. I didn't know it was I didn't know anything about it. I thought, oh, that's a pretty good song.
Cool.
Well, Mike's doing some good work.
That's right. This new record, not only hugely successful, it really is so, so strong. And we mentioned that it had been 6 years. Forgive me if this is a dumb question, because I'm sure some of it was that you guys are road dogs and you were out working instead of at home writing and making records. But that's even a long time for you guys in between albums.
Well, it wasn't as long as the last gap. The last gap was 8 years. So
okay.
We're working on
you're slowing
it.
Down.
But, you know, I mean,
you're making progress.
The thing of it is, you can't make a record till you stop touring, for one. So
and you tour a lot.
And we tour a lot. Yeah. And fortunately, we all have lives outside of the band, which, you know, you have to put energy in. And you know, so, I mean, yeah.
Right,
I know.
Just,
we're going to try
takes as much time
not
as it takes,
let that
right?
much time go by, because if I let 6 years go by again, I'm going to be old.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're starting tonight at the Palladium, sold out. Tomorrow at the Palladium, sold out. Sold out Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Modesto.
Sold out.
Sold out. And then you're going to San Francisco to the Warfield.
Sold out.
Sold out. So San Diego sold out. So you got a busy couple of weeks ahead of you.
Well, we got a busy couple of years, more than likely.
Right. Yeah. The only show in the next couple of weeks where you can possibly get tickets, and I know we got a lot of listeners that way, is in Fresno at the Rainbow Ballroom. There are still some tickets available. Everything else through the middle of February is sold out. But if you want to see Social Distortion in concert, do it. The new album is called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. I know the band is here, and I understand you're going to be playing acoustic, which I don't think is something I've ever heard before. How often do you guys try that?
Actually, we do it a lot. We every now and again, we integrate it into the set, and you know, just brings it down a little bit. And
do you change songs and just occasionally just try the others just to see how it works?
Definitely, and you know, it's a chance to show people another side of us. And
you're gonna sing all pretty?
I am.
All right.
And, you know, anyone who comes to Fresno for a show, that shows willingness.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's really quite an accomplishment.
If someone drives to Fresno for this show, it will be just impressed.
I say it'll be worth it. That's what I say. All right, Social Distortion is here. Always a pleasure to catch up with Mike Ness and the boys on the Kevin Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back, and then they're going to be playing live for us right after this on the Kevin Bean Show.
It is the world famous K-Rock at 8:36. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Social D in the studio. The new album is called Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, and you guys are going to play something live for us.
Yes, we are. Let's
hear it.
Gangster.
Come on, how about that?
That's how that's done, ladies and gentlemen.
Live Social D. Suck it, Kesha. That's how you play live.
Hey, Kevin, you're in the room with the guys. I know they can't hear me, but is that an accordion?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. Is that an accordion I heard, or was that a floor? Was that last flourish played on a keyboard?
So punk rock to bring in an accordion?
It's an accordion.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Bean's favorite instrument.
Because the accordion is the best instrument. I wish that was the only instrument there was. Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes is the current album from Social Distortion. It is available now and is so good. And that Machine Gun Blues, what a story you tell. I keep waiting for the Martin Scorsese movie to start. Every time I hear that song, it just sounds like you're setting it up for that.
Wow. I appreciate that. That was the idea, is to paint a picture.
When I first heard that song, I thought back, I don't know how long it's been, 7 or 8 years, you played Acoustic Christmas, and you came walking into the green room backstage, and you said, "Who wants to gamble?" And I said, "I'm in. Let's gamble." You said, I don't even remember what card game we played, but I remember that I had to send my wife up to the ATM to get more money, and that I felt afterwards like I'd been hustled. I really did. Like, this guy totally set me up and took my money.
That just means I'm doing my job.
All right.
That's right.
That's what it reminded me of.
Wow, that sounds so good acoustic, too. It's such a treat to hear that. Social Distortion is here on The Kevin and Bean Show. It's always a pleasure for us when they stop by. We have time, if you are inclined, to sing another one.
Absolutely.
Please. We'd
love it.
We're going to do a little morning version of Ring of Fire.
Fantastic.
Oh, I know that one.
Live Social D, Kevin and Bean Show.
Love is a burning thing. It makes a fire ring. Down my wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher. Burns, burns, burns. That ring of fire. That ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours. I bore you like a child. Oh, when the fire went wild. I fell into a burning fire. I went down, down, down. The flames went higher. Burns, burns, burns.
Famous K-Rock.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. Great stuff. Well, I would say go out and see some Social D, but you pretty much can't. Sold out at the Palladium in L.A., sold out at the Warfield in San Francisco, sold out virtually everywhere in between, just a few seats left in Fresno at the Rainbow Ballroom. So start driving now and get yourself there.
But the guys will tour for 5 years straight.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You'll have another opportunity. But
by the way, we were talking earlier about how you've been around 31 years and how do you do it. And the answer is you put out great music. This CD is great. It might be your best CD.
I think so. We're pretty stoked on it. I mean, it was it's funny. It's a record that didn't take a whole. It was actually a pretty easy record to make.
Oh, I love that. Other musicians so must just get upset about that.
I don't know.
It just flowed, huh?
It just kind of came. Yeah.
Well, it was good. I'm
pretty lucky that way.
Really good.
Good stuff. Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes. Check it out. Social Distortion. Thanks for coming by, guys. We really enjoyed it.
Good to see you again.
See you later.
How great was that? Yeah. How much of a treat was that? Was that amazing?
We're great.
Love the live music on the Kevin and Bean Show. This hour tomorrow, by the way, the band Cage the Elephant will be in. They'll also be performing live, so definitely plan on being with us then. Dr. Drew after the top of the hour. Ralph Garman is here right now with the show Biz Beat on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Did you guys talking to your pal Roland a little earlier about...
Well, we were talking as much as he was crying.
Human Torch.
Yeah.
He's pretty upset about that.
Killed off in the comic books. You guys should have countered with something that would make him happy, with something to cheer him up, give him a little love.
I don't think we had anything.
The Wonder Woman pilot's been picked up by NBC.
Okay.
So it looks like Wonder Woman's going to be back on television.
I don't know if he's still around to hear that, though. He was very upset.
That's right, he might have.
And he had a blowtorch.
He was looking for a rope and a chair last time we talked to him.
That's pretty exciting, Wonder Woman back on TV.
Depending on who it is. Who's going to play the Wonder Woman? It's not going to be that precious
Willow
chick,
Smith.
Oh, Willow.
Willow Smith, yeah, apparently.
Good.
Apparently, her dad, Will Smith, has purchased the character of Wonder Woman for her. Now, Wonder Woman's going to be an 8-year-old who whips her hair instead of her golden lasso. F this. I don't know if you heard or not, but Will Smith is producing a new version of Annie, a new Annie musical film for his daughter Willow to star in as Annie. She'll be Annie.
It's been a long time since we've had celebrities force their kids on us like this, isn't it?
But the Smith family is in overdrive. Will Smith apparently also potentially starring as Daddy Warbucks in the revamped version.
I'm sure that's how he got it made. Is agreed to be in it.
I'll be Daddy Warbucks. Yeah.
Ralph, is there any...
Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife, apparently also involved.
How did she get the role?
Jay-Z.
What?
Will produce.
Now, he loves Annie. Remember, he did that whole Hard Knock Life. Sample. So, is there any appetite out there for Annie at the movies? I mean, do people care or even know about that story anymore?
Nope.
I don't. But if Willow's in it, I'm in.
Where is it going to retitle it? Anishwa. I don't know what that means. But, you know, for the urban audience. Give it a little fate, little paint. Just slap a little fresh paint on that. A little coat of fresh paint right there.
I'll go see Anishwa, especially if they're doing some dancing.
Anishwa, you can see. It just makes me think of the Wiz movie. Remember The Wiz? Wiz was an urbanification of the popular story of The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And this version, it was a big Broadway hit. Dorothy comes from the inner city instead of coming from Kansas, and she meets the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and all the usual How's Arrival.
Is Michael Jackson in that or something?
But when they went to make the movie version of it, they cast a 59-year-old Diana Ross as Dorothy going over the rainbow to the Land of Oz, and everyone was like, wow. She's an old black lady. Why is she playing a 14-year-old girl?
That's weird.
It was very strange. But yeah, Michael Jackson was in that. He played the Scarecrow, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe Ted Ross, a legendary African-American actor, was the Cowardly Lion. And Nipsey Russell was the Tin Man.
Wow.
So I think Black Annie. I just think Wiz. I hope they have better luck.
Anishwa. I like it.
Anishwa. We have time for a quick email.
No.
Because I think it's important that we keep touching
no,
with
we
the
don't.
Folks that
no
listen
time.
To the show.
No time for
this
email.
This comes from David Hahn.
Hey!
He's a regular listener of the show. We were talking about the fact that Sarah Rue's birthday was the other day. Remember Sarah Rue? We were talking about her actress. She was on a show called Nobody's Perfect, I think it was called. A sitcom. Mm. She's been in a bunch of sitcoms since. Beautiful redheaded actress, but slightly overweight.
Okay.
And she's been a spokesperson for one of these diet companies, whatever, and she's lost a ton of weight, and she looks great.
Okay.
So David has taken up issue with our behavior.
Oh, he's upset?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ralph, Psycho Mike owes everyone an apology for his absolute lack of sense in recognizing beauty. On yesterday's show, you mentioned it was the exquisite Sarah Rue's birthday. And while I habitually waited to hear the comforting ding accompanying the names of the obvious hotties on your show, all that came next was dead air. followed by the words of your next sentence. I'm telling you, especially since she's lost that extra weight, I'd love to impregnate Sarah Rue.
Mm-hmm.
After doing so, I'd run around singing, Rue has got my baby!
Yeah, yeah, Rue has got my baby! Yeah, yeah, Rue has got my baby! Yeah, yeah, Rue has got my baby!
See what he did there? See what?
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
David Hunt did for us. See, the gift he gave to us today?
That required a large amount of setup.
Oh, sweet. You understand, Kevin, the more protracted the setup, the more Shaggy Dog the intro, the better the punch.
I see.
How did that song from 25 years ago get selected as the punchline song?
Well, because we were talking about Steven Tyler from Aerosmith being on American Idol. Everybody's judge talking on American about Idol. Him. Yeah, so it just... Someone just wrote me and said, I'm hearing a lot of Steven Tyler lately. Okay. Maybe this would work. And
dude looks like a lady is, when? 80, early 80s?
I think so.
Magic is forever, Kevin.
That's true.
But that was, like that cats.
That's a good point.
That was the last one, though, right? I mean, that's those emails that you can
I got them stacked up over the airport, man. They are just
But I mean, I think your point has been made that that's funny and all. Now we're done. We move on, right?
I can do another one right now if you like.
Nope. No.
All right, I'll save it. Today's celebrity birthday is actor James Cromwell, 71 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers, also formerly known as Mrs. Tom Cruise, she's 55. Bridget Fonda's 47. Actor Alan Cumming celebrates his 46th birthday. Mike Patton of Faith No More celebrates his 43rd. And our bestest buddy, Patton Oswalt, comedian, actor, occasional guest here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
He's the best.
He is so funny. He is 42 years
old. Not reliable, but he's the best.
How dare you, sir?
He's the best.
He shows up.
When he does, he's the best.
He's 42. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I was very sad to hear about the death of Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's been a good friend of the program for a long
time.
He's
not dead, Bean. He
always enjoyed
dead.
Having him on the show.
He's not dead.
About all the hours of television across the various networks now that are going to just be blank screens.
Dr. Drew is not dead. He's very alive. He's on the phone.
He survived.
Say hi to him right now.
I heard he had the scabies. What happened?
I did survive.
He survived.
Dr. Drew!
And I'm sorry to disappoint, Bean. I know how obsessed you are with the macabre.
Yeah, he loves death.
I'm not sure. I hope to satisfy that any day soon.
Yeah.
But, my God, was I sick. Oh,
welcome back to the living, Dr. Drew. So you had the Hantavirus, or what did you have?
The differential they gave me, and I haven't gone back to find my final diagnosis yet, was either dengue fever, leptospirosis, or the H1N1 bird flu.
You had bird flu!
Yeah.
Awesome!
Yeah, awesome, right?
You're so lucky!
And it was not fun. It was the worst. In fact, I have been running into people that I spoke to during the sort of acute phase of my illness, and I don't remember. I mean, it's like a part of my life.
Oh. Welcome to my full-time life, Dr. Drew. Come on now.
So you got sick out of the country, though, and ended up in a foreign hospital, right?
No. Thank God I developed violent chills on the plane on the way home. And literally, I thought, all right, I'm getting sick. And then in the middle of the night, about 3 in the morning, when I started getting confused and feel like I was going to die, I announced to my wife she had to take me to the hospital.
Did the other 127 people that were on the plane with you?
It didn't get bad until the middle of the night.
All right.
And I thought, wow, I've never even thought about that before, somebody taking me to the hospital.
God.
And I thought, I know I have to go. I know I'm really bad. And then that's it. Man, I was bad.
And they admitted you. I mean, they didn't just give you a prescription and send you home. You were in the hospital, right?
They kept me overnight, and then they wanted to admit me. I didn't want to be admitted.
Doctors are terrible patients.
Horrible. And in retrospect, I didn't realize how out of it I was. And it's like, why'd you listen to me? What the hell?
Yeah.
But, Dr. Drew, the only thing I ever know about lepto is that that's one of the shots that you get offered at the vet. So in case your dogs drink out of a puddle that another dog has peed in, they don't get sick. How does a human get lepto?
Well, drinking out of a puddle that dogs pee in.
You drink out of a puddle that dogs pee in.
Well, to be fair, on the island we were on, there's different subspecies of leptospirosis. And the island that had the big outbreak we were on, it was rats. Semen and urine that actually was
so much worse. worse than we knew.
Yeah, and we, you know, literally we've been in the jungle, we were on this island way down by Venezuela, and we, you know, having a great time, and we get out, and I see a newspaper on a park branch, and there's this giant headline, you know, leptospirosis outbreak, and beware, health ministry on the move. I thought, oh God, we got to get out of here. Thinking to myself, let's see, now I just drank off a Coke bottle without wiping it down. I had some ice in there. This is going to be awesome.
Dr. Drew ate rat poo.
Yeah, and then 5 days later, I'm sitting in a plane having violent rigors.
Do you want to know why that happened, Dr. Drew? Because your good friend Adam Carolla had the answer.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Tell me.
We talked to him, and he told us this.
Dr. Drew, the man got very ill, and you know why he got very ill?
No.
Because he went on a second honeymoon, and God struck him down.
Oh, there you go.
It is one honeymoon per bitch.
That's the rule that Adam laid down. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Oh, Dr. my God. I thought I was going to get in under the water. God saw through it. Oh, that is so funny.
So, I was joking about it.
It was not because it made, because I know what he's getting. He's getting a butt full of his wife going down. Drew took his wife on a second honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
You know that.
I was joking about it, but what happened to all of your previously scheduled television appearances? Oh. How did the world go on without you for all this time, Dr. Drew?
That was actually a really interesting part of this, is that I was so out of it, I couldn't watch television. Any stimulation, just the misery was so awful, I just had to lie silently. And so my wife and someone from my manager's office had to just take over and just manage my life. We were supposed to do the Celebrity Rehab Reunion last Wednesday. And I couldn't even talk last Wednesday. Then they postponed it to Saturday. I still couldn't get out of bed. And they went, well, you know, we have a slot for it Wednesday night at 10. We're going to have to do it live. So we did it live last night.
Were all your patients thinking, look what we went through, and our own doctor can't get out of bed to do the reunion?
You know, and lots of people were scheduled and brought in and then sent home, and it was really kind of a mess. But we did it last night. It went very, very well. And God bless the patients, really helped support me. I mean, I told them, I said, look, I don't have much energy. If you guys go off the rail, this is not going to be pretty.
I T-voted. I have not had a chance to watch the reunion last night, but I have to ask this, Doctor. First of all, you weren't lying. This was the most satisfying season of Celebrity Rehab of any you've done. It was incredible television, and you really, really did some difficult work, so you're to be congratulated, first of all.
Well, thank you, Bean, but when you say you've been satisfied, I get a chill.
You should.
That is macabre.
You should. Second of all, these people bond going through the 21-day program with you, and they make it sound like they're never going to be out of touch again. But yeah. Leif Garrett will say to, you know, Jeremy London, hey, if you ever need me, 2 a.m, call me, I've got your back. Did the patients follow through on that and actually form a support system that sticks after they leave your treatment?
They do. In fact, they made a little bit of a deal of that last night. They talked about how they've stayed in touch and about how interesting it is that they all showed up last night. They didn't have to come. And it's not, it actually is disturbing to us that they declare their BFFs forever, you know, their best friends forever. And it's like, no, you guys, you're going through an intense experience.
Right.
And this is part of the sort of disease process, is you kind of idealizing one another and, you know, sticking so tightly together. You've been through intense experience. You can support each other, but you aren't best friends yet. And they kind of get through that phase over a few months, and now they're in a more realistic phase where they do communicate with each other. They don't all like each other, and some of them stick together more than others.
But you try to discourage that, apparently.
We don't discourage them. We just make sure it's realistic, you know, because it's like you know that BFF thing is going to blow up eventually.
Right, sure.
You know,
right.
Janice and Rachel declared each other BFFs as they walked through the door. You saw where that went.
Yeah, Janice and anyone goes the same place.
How did, and again, I apologize, I didn't get a chance to watch it last night, because frankly, you know, you're on opposite American Idol. What do you want me to do? But how's Jason Davis doing? When you left the actual Celebrity Rehab show, he had agreed to go off into a actual hospital to start dealing with some of his physical issues. What's his condition like now, Doc?
He did. He went. He left. He relapsed. He went. He did that 5 times. And Bob Forrest spent most of our life for a couple of months chasing him around.
Wow.
And the scary part about Jason Davis is he develops sores on his legs and his hands, and he picks, and then he gets infected, and he gets medically ill within like 3 days. It's like really like dangerous. We had him hospitalized a couple of times.
Wow.
And so that was the part for him that was challenging. Right now, he just left another treatment program. He's living with Jason Waller. I think he's going to an outpatient program. So he's doing okay. He's doing okay.
For folks who don't watch the Celebrity Rehab, Dr. Drew sat down Jason Davis and said, look, you are going to relapse. I'm telling you now, I've done this for a long time with thousands of patients' experience. You're not going to make it the way you're going with your attitude. You're going to relapse. And he says, I'm looking forward to proving you wrong. I'm walking out this door and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
And then Leif Garrett did the same thing, frankly.
Yep.
And he's struggling quite a bit now. And he had the same attitude, though. Like, I'm so resentful towards you for telling me that I'm going to do it. I said, fine, go do it. But you're going to need some help, my friend.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Drew. Did any of them eat rat poo?
No, just me.
Okay.
Just me. All right. They learned how not to do that. They saw a sick guy. They decided that's not for them.
It's terrible.
All right. Well, I hope America has realized what it's like to try to live without Dr. Drew for a few days. So take good care of this man. He's a national treasure. Dr. Drew, thank you so much for carving out some time. We know you're still not back 100%, but we appreciate you coming on with us today.
I appreciate that, Bean. But I've now learned that the only way I can really, really make you happy and, as you say, satisfied by dying.
Right. So. But he's sort of happy that you're alive. So good luck with that.
Maybe I can do that again.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
Okay, bye now.
That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Check. Hello. Is this on?
We're having a conversation.
We were. We're having a very involved conversation, and now look at us.
I blame
Ralph. Today's show started, if I can take you back to that magic moment, today's show started with this. Silence. Complete silence. More silence. Then more silence. Then you hear Kevin's voice meekly say, I forgot to turn my mic on.
Yeah. I was talking.
And yesterday there was silence, silence. It's like Mike said, Bean, you can play that show open anytime you
want. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So we have some communication issues going on the program because we're a new show. We'll get all this worked out before we go live. All right, time for the Showbiz Beat Now. What's happening?
You guys watch American Idol last night?
No.
Yes, I did.
So good.
No.
Kevin, so good.
Kevin is so good.
Nope.
You will love it.
I don't want to watch
it. You will come aboard. You know, Paul F. Tompkins, the comedian, one of my favorite comedians in the world, such a funny guy. He is writing updates, reviews of American Idol for New York Magazine.
Is it?
NYMag.com, I think is the
site. Does he love it or hate it?
He's like us. He loves it, but he constantly makes fun of it.
Okay.
And I've just been dying this morning reading some of his stuff. I want to read you a quick little snippet from his recap from last night's episode. Because, you know, they've lowered the age, Kevin. You can be 15 now and try out for
American
Idol.
What was it before?
16.
Oh, okay.
So now they're going even younger.
All right.
And there was a girl on last night who was 15 years old who was just crying, begging to be on, to go through to Hollywood to get a golden ticket,
right?
To move on. And Randy Jackson was like, I don't think, you know, emotionally you can handle this. I think this thing is too big for you. And Paul writes in his review, I guess when the producers lower the age restriction this season, they were hoping for some of those hard-edged mercenary 15-year-olds. It's true. If you're going to let 15-year-olds into the competition, you can't really worry about their emotional health because the 15-year-old is going to be able to handle the pressure of that show and that event.
I would think there are exceptions, but for the most part, that's true.
I mean, there are some very talented 15-year-olds, and they showed that last night, but emotionally,
was she any
it's got to be tough. She was good, and they put her through.
Oh, they did, okay.
After she cried and begged enough.
So. Wow. Yeah. That's the key, cried and begged.
I don't think it's good for her. She cried and begged her way into Hollywood Week. So.
I know that it's very difficult to look someone who, you know, you have their dream in your hands and you can crush them with a no. I understand why that's difficult to do.
I wish I had that job. It'd be awesome.
But some of those kids, I don't think you should get points because you want it badly. That doesn't make you talented. Just because you want it doesn't make you good.
Right, but that's why I asked if she was good.
But I've been waiting my whole life for this. I did my whole life. This has been my dream for my whole life.
Your whole 15 years?
Yeah, get a lot of that. Now, my other favorite one is, this would change my life and my family's life if I got through to American Idol. It would change our lives. It would change my life and the life of my family. I always say, you know what else would? College.
Yeah,
that would change your life and the life of your family. You got a job.
This can't be plan A.
Yeah, it really should.
Well, and you get the impression, you're so right, Ralph, that girl last night who cleans up an amusement park, I mean, she's like cleaning toilets and picking up trash, she's like, and she's a single mom, two babies at home, she's like, this would really help support my family.
I need
like,
this so I can support my family.
Right. That can't be the way to make it, right?
Isn't there some place on the spectrum between cleaning up cigarette butts at Magic Mountain up till being a musical superstar? Isn't there some room in there to improve your life otherwise?
Nope. She has to have it.
All right. Speaking of television, great news for fans of The Office. You know, we've been sad because Steve Carell is leaving the show this season. But it's just been announced that Will Ferrell is coming on to do a 4-episode arc on the show.
That's awesome.
That's going to be very, very funny, I can tell you right
now. When does
that
start?
Let me see. It does not say here which episode it will start with. But he apparently will do at least one episode after Steve Carell's gone to help create a bridge to the next level or whatever they're going to do with the show. So we'll have that going for us. And tonight, by the way, is the cameo Ricky Gervais, creator of the original Office from the UK. He's going to be on tonight's Office on NBC. So we'll check that out.
You get a chance to see the British Office. It's very, very, very different.
Yes.
The sense of humor is very different. It's much low-key, much more low-key, but it's great.
It's played like a straight documentary more than it is a comedy show, which makes it funny in a whole different kind of way. But I enjoy it an awful lot.
That's great.
This makes me sad.
What?
Looks like more people are pulling out of skins.
Oh, advertisers?
Yeah. Yeah, MTV says, regardless of the sponsors who are leaving skins in droves, they are not pulling the plug on the show. The network issued a statement yesterday saying the show is a thoughtful and honest portrayal of teen life today. Good God, I hope not.
Oh, I think that's true.
They're right on the precipice of an overdose every episode.
Yeah.
All these kids. That makes me feel bad.
I don't think it's representative of all teens, even most teens, but I think it's a legitimate artistic expression of some storylines that are true to life.
Meanwhile, PETA has said they will step in and sponsor the remaining episodes of the show in order to generate publicity for their own agenda. Well, now I can't watch.
So, because no animals are being hurt,
only humans.
They'll sponsor it?
They'll sponsor it, yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird. Keith Olbermann has left MSNBC. You may have seen that story this week. Behind-the-scenes gossip is that they're asking Alec Baldwin to come aboard to host a show on that network.
I don't really watch that network, except for those shows on Being in Prison, whatever that is. Those are great. Good.
Yeah.
Lockdown or whatever.
I don't watch MSNBC, like I don't watch Fox. It seems to be too extreme one way or the other for me.
Right.
But I would watch Alec Baldwin if he had a talk show.
Do you think it would be funny? I hope he wouldn't turn into, what's her name?
Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, I think he
used to be funny, now
he
not.
He would probably be biting with his commentary, but he's got a good sense of humor. Yeah. I think he might be able to mix both, so we'll have to wait and see.
Seems like once you get into talking politics, you lose the comedy.
That's probably true. Interesting casting news. Viggo Mortensen is in talks to star as the Huntsman in a new movie called Snow White and the Huntsman.
What?
They're going to redo the Snow White story in a more adult fashion, apparently.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the actual story of Snow White, where she goes into the woods and the queen tries to kill her, but she runs into a huntsman who saves her? But in this version, the huntsman will teach her what she needs to know to survive, like self-defense techniques and all
shooting
kinds of caribou cool
from a helicopter.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's going to be the huntsman. Apparently, Charlize Theron talks to play the queen.
Whoa, I'm in.
No word on who will play Snow White yet, but Hollywood Reporter says Kristen Stewart into the mix.
Wait a minute. She's going to be an action star?
Yes.
No.
She's going to be Snow White, who learns how to take care of herself.
No.
Thanks to the training of the huntsman.
She's going to have to dial down her personality then to play a role like that.
That's true. Pull back a little bit.
You're just too out there for that.
Yeah, I'm the huntsman. Let me teach you what you need to know out here in the woods. You want to see my axe? I would be a huntsman, though. Probably would be more of a woodcutter.
Charlize Theron, though, does trump Kristen Stewart. So.
And John Travolta's in talks to play the Don John Gotti in an upcoming movie about the New York gangster's life.
He's in jail now, right? Forever?
John Travolta's in jail?
No.
John Gotti has passed away.
Oh, yeah.
His son is in jail. His son is in jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think his son, isn't his son?
That could be way wrong.
Yeah, his son's the one who keeps getting acquitted. Haven't they tried him like 5 times? They can't convict him or something?
Yeah, and he's written a book about his dad as well, too. And I think that's what this movie would be
I
based
see. Okay.
On.
Yeah.
I think that's good casting.
Talk about James Franco to play Gotti Jr.
Wow. Interesting.
It's going to be the next Godfather, the producer says.
Easy.
Yeah. Why don't you just pull back on that a little bit? I'll tell you what's not going to happen. It's not going to be the new Godfather. It may be a good movie, but I'm guaranteeing you it won't be the new Godfather. I can promise you that. You know, I watched this week for the first time in a long time. Once Upon a Time in America. You ever seen that gangster movie?
Oh yeah,
De Niro and James Woods.
I don't think I ever saw that.
You wouldn't like it. It's like 4 hours long.
Nah, no.
There's an intermission in the DVD.
What?
There's an intermission on the DVD.
It says up and go.
It says intermission.
That's weird.
Gives you about 5 minutes, and you sit back down and watch the rest of it. But it's a great, great story.
Yeah, no.
30s gangsters. Cool stuff. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Patton Oswalt, one of our favorites around here. Very talented comedian, actor. He's just a great guy. He's 42 years old. Mike Patton of Faith No More is 43. Alan Cumming, you can see him on The Good Wife. He's a very talented British actor, 46. Bridget Fonda's 47. We were just talking about Keith Olbermann from MSNBC, formerly. He's 42 years old. Mimi Rogers, actress and former Mrs. Tom Cruise, is 55. And James Cromwell, probably still best known for his role as the farmer in Babe. That'll do, Pig. That'll do. Oh, many a nights after the bars, I've had to find myself saying that.
Is that right?
That'll do, Pig. That'll do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have the star of The Mechanic, Jason Statham, on the program.
That's right. Yeah, I'm coming in. I'm going to kill you all because someone's going to fix things.
Every day this week, we talk to somebody from the Winter X Games. We have Tucker Hibbert tomorrow.
We have Ralph at the Movie Bee. We have LaQuisha looking at Jersey Shore. We have Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Oh, love him.
Talking about Pro Bowl fever or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Cage the Elephant will be in the studio performing live. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Speaking of Cage the Elephant, excellent band that they are, that is going to be included as part of Cat Corbett's 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Next, including also some Pennywise. Kevin, just for you, the new one from Mumford & Sons called The Cave.
Yes.
Also some Sublime, Linkin Park, and more all after this on K-Rock.